Fortune tanto vulnera, sibilantibus ocellis, quod su amici vulnera, sutra di prebellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I am seething with energy, like a volcano erupting. Thank you for joining us on this live Thursday, March 26, 2020 transmission, with 221 days out from this incredibly important election. And now, all of our analysis, which was dead on, but still covered in mist, is coming into crystal sharp clarity. The fine edges and details now come into view from 35,000 feet all the way down to point blank range. The White House is listening. The world is watching. We have cracked the globalist code, and we know how to defeat them. I will cover their attempts to create a depression in the United States and bring in a permanent state of martial law, and how we have now begun to turn the tide against that attempt. But then, as we always do, we give you next month and next year's news today. How will the globalists strike back? Just as they began to fail in their impeachment, I said, what will the new attack be? I said, probably this virus they're talking about in Wuhan. That was 9 weeks ago. And now, here we are. We can win this. I'd say we're 55 to 45 right now. But it's ours to lose, and we could lose if we're too confident in what is going on. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a spectator sport. All of you, whether you're old, young, black or white, are in the arena. This is a war. A war on for your mind is the InfoWars motto. Or you could just simply say, InfoWars.com. Think for yourself. David Icke is joining us on the coronavirus global takeover at the bottom of the next hour. He'll be with us for an hour and a half. We're going to have open phones in the first hour into the second hour, and I will then take over completely after Icke leaves and take 1 hour of phone calls in the fourth hour ahead of the war room. They've got footage out that hasn't been seen yet where they decided to go on mopeds downtown last night, some of the crew, to videotape, to shoot footage of what was going on in the ghost town with like zombie homeless wandering around. That indeed happened. The police threatened to arrest them until they discovered that they were reporters and exempt from the lockdown. But that footage will be premiered coming up today on the War Room, 3 o'clock Central. Of course, David Icke is on before me, doing a fantastic job as well. Weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Central. And starting next Monday, we're announcing a new show that will air 7 to 9 p.m. weeknights with a new special guest host. It's going to be a digital town hall type program with lots of guests and lots of calls. And it's going to be commercial free for network breaks. We're going to skip our TV and radio breaks for ourselves, but there will be a clock, a few minutes of ads at the start of the hour, the middle of the hour, and the end of the hour for radio and TV stations out there that are going to wish to cover this. We won't announce the show until Sunday evening. So look for that. There's so much happening. We're going to have that live special transmission that will run pretty much through the election for you. Okay. We know they're going to launch more crises. They're going to launch more attacks. I am going to refocus, try to get in Zen mode instead of berserker mode. And when we return, the incredible headline now going live at InfoWars.com. Russia and the UK simultaneously announced today that the coronavirus crisis is over. But the Democrats are now demanding that we be shut down through the election, of course. And every death is Donald John Trump's fault. This is their hysteria. This is their operation. And it's up to us to not buy into the fear-mongering. We'll be right back.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We now know for sure that each state multinational combine, in concert with their slave colony China, launched the COVID-19 bioweapon attack in November of 2019, scripted the hysteria, hyped up the deaths, choreographed into the world I Am Legend, Omega Man, Last Man on Earth, zombie apocalypse visions, set the precedent to roll out that whenever a contagious virus hits that can kill 5,000, 20,000, 100,000 like the flu does routinely in the United States, we are meant to fall down on our faces in abject fear. Cash must be banned. We must take digital microchips to track us. Bill Gates' fingerprints are all over it, and now it's hitting mainstream news. But let me make the ultra, incredibly massive announcement here. Russia and the UK, both articles are on Infowars.com, came out last night while we were sleeping in the early morning hours, and both said it is no longer a threat. It is no longer even rated as a danger statistically, and we are ending quarantine operations. This is a hoax. Paul Joseph Watson, no need for quarantine in Russia, which closed its borders. UK downgrades COVID-19, no longer a high consequence infectious disease. Ultra massive bombshell. But there's absolutely no coverage in the US media. Instead, there is breathless fear-mongering in the most obvious ways. Run for the hills, we're all dead. There's no hope. Jump out of buildings. And people are committing suicide. Got a big stack of articles on that front. We're going to walk through all of this, but it gets better. Senator Hawley of Missouri and Senator Cotton have both come out, ladies and gentlemen, and said the Chi-Coms knew it was killing people, because it does kill old and does kill sick. It's a real virus. But these type of viruses always are coming through that kill tens of thousands per country. And they knew and lied about it and incubated it. And then once they covered it up, then they said it was more deadly than originally as a way to politically and economically hurt us. And Trump came out in a press conference last night, that clip's coming up, and said the Democrats want to extend this crisis to hurt the economy and hurt my reelection. And that is absolutely what they want. They admit it. They've said, we hope it hurts Trump. We hope it hurts the economy. We want to plunge it there. And now you've got Kathy Griffin and all the usual suspects saying they have it and it's so painful and they're victims and all the other globalists have it. Tom Hanks and Prince Charles. It's ridiculous how obvious it is. In fact, it's not even obvious. They admit that they are doing it. So I'm going to get into no need for hard quarantine in Russia. They say it's not a problem. And UK downgrades COVID-19, no longer a high consequence infectious disease. The Four Nations Public Health HCID group made an interim recommendation to classify COVID-19 as HCID. This was based on consideration of the UK HCID criteria about the virus and the disease with information available during the early stages of the outbreak. So back then they said, not a high consequence. Italy loses, on average, 50,000 people a year, some years 70-plus thousand to the flu. Old smoking population that gets out in public a lot. They're not shut-ins over there. The Italians like their old people. That's a good thing. They don't warehouse them. So they live longer than most people in the world, longest in Europe. Look up the Italians. Pretty much only the Japanese are outliving them in any industrialized country. And they revere their old people, but their old people are taken out in public with them. And so they get from their grandkids the flu and other stuff, and they die. Most of the people, the 37,000, Trump's saying, my number's 35,000, that die every year in the U.S. are above the age of 80. Or they have cancer, or they have failed livers and kidneys. So incredibly important. And Russia closed down their borders early on, something the Democrats said we shouldn't do. And now they say they basically don't have any cases and there's no need for quarantining. So there you go. But the big takeaway here, ladies and gentlemen, is the Democrats are holding America hostage. And let me give you this little tidbit. I talked to some city workers I know that are involved in licensing, in home inspections and building inspections and permitting. And they said that starting on Monday, coming up on April 1st, they have been told they're going to stay closed for 2 weeks and that non-essential city employees go home. It's the same thing all over the country. The Democrat governors, Democrat mayors are going to order a shutdown. When Trump says we're open for business, they're going to say no. And then every death that happens, they're going to personalize. Every hospital that gets overwhelmed, always happens in flu season, is going to be the end of the world, and it's all going to be Trump's fault. Like every time there's a mass shooting, it's his fault and gun owners' fault. Do they normally show you 37,000 people that die of the flu and show their name and show where they came from and show their family and show the hospitals that got overwhelmed? No. Anybody that knows hospitals knows they keep their beds full. If there is an epidemic, they'll get people that aren't that sick out. But if they aren't, they run the insurance up. They keep the hospitals full to make money. They're always full. Unless they're private elite clinics where you pay twice as much. You can snap your fingers, go to private clinics in America and get any surgery you want in like 2 days. And guess what? There's not sick people in those buildings. So you don't ever get an infection pretty much because it's elective type surgeries and things, but they'll do emergency surgeries as well. So that's how this system operates, ladies and gentlemen. And when we come back, the gigantor news is that the Senate Intelligence Committee knows what's going on. They know it's man-made so that the globalists could tell how it would track. See, just because it's man-made doesn't mean it's ultra-deadly. It just means it's ultra-communicable to scare you, and then they also know the effect it will have. So you want to use a weapon that'll create a stampede, like a gunshot, but not too much that you can't control that'll get out of control. This is about clamping down and getting control of people. It's not about being out of control. So getting ready is important. Boosting your immune system is absolutely important. Because there are a lot of really bad pneumonias and stuff out there and flus. Of course you want your zinc. Of course you want your nano silver. Of course you want to eat high quality foods. Of course you want to drink plenty of purified water. I've had medical doctors on. They say drink a ton of purified water. And I'll tell you, they're selling out of the Alexa Pure water filtration systems. Michigan ordered ProPure, another great company who have high-rated filters, top-rated filters we sell. They just told them, shut down, you're not essential. But the liquor stores are, but the gun stores aren't. So today, maybe the last day, you're even able to get Alexa Pure water filters at InfoWarsStore.com because they're selling out. I'm told a day or two. Also, Real Red Pill, Red Pill Plus. You know, I say this all the time, it's true and it's embarrassing. We have a lot of great supplements. When I take them all, it's like I'm Superman. I have so much energy, libido, stamina, clarity. My eyes work better, everything. But then that's a lot of vitamins and minerals and things. I end up forgetting. I hadn't been taking Real Red Pill Plus in 6 months. I was taking X2, taking X3, taking the turmeric, taking the bodies, having a great effect. Man, I started 2 weeks ago taking this again. My sleep has just been incredible. We don't advertise it. It's that. I just know it's this. It's where you don't wake up any, you don't want to get out of bed, you feel so refreshed. I've been taking a Real Red Pill without the stimulant in it. Real Red Pill Plus has the natural stimulant. Vitamins, minerals, preglinone that boosts it all. And my wife's like, what's going on? Because I already had a lot of stamina and a lot of energy, like an 18-year-old. I'll just leave it at that. Hell, I got more stamina than I was 18. But she's like, what is going on? Because preglinone's powerful. That's why we say this isn't for kids. For kids that want the zinc and all the rest of it, the multivitamin mineral with amino acids, vitamin mineral fusion. That has a dose of the minerals and things that shouldn't be higher in kids. It has a child dose in there of a lot of things that you shouldn't have too much of. The other things you can have more of, it's got an extra amount of. So that's there. InfoWarsStore.com. We're about to sell out of the 1 ounce immune gargle spray topical system at InfoWarsStore.com. That funds our operation. We'll be right back with the big news.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
It is now 100% certified and confirmed that the globalists built China, the modern communist system, set it up to replace America. The CFR wrote countless articles about that. They bragged about it. Everybody's aware of it. Allowed them to buy up at least four of the big six Hollywood studios, allowed them to buy up our debt, set up one-sided trade deals where all of our industry went over there. They make 80-plus percent of our pharmaceuticals. We've been positioned to be totally dependent on them. And so they staged this event, used it as a political crackdown over Taiwan and the mainland, welded people in their houses, did these horrible things, shot people at checkpoints, had drones controlling them, but let 5 million people flee Wuhan, travel here, spread the disease all over the world, and then China sets the precedent where, oh, look, communist China, which I've always said is the Maoist, tattletale, control freak model of the takeover they were planning here. Been telling you for years, the left's planning a Maoist takeover because that's what they teach at the universities. It's what the Antifa teaches. It's what Democrats talk about. I mean, it's really what they're doing. Sounds crazy, but it is. And now you see it. China did this. We've got to do this. But then China quietly reopens for business. The media stops covering China. And today the Wall Street Journal is saying Americans are fleeing to China to protect themselves from the virus. What? America's the epicenter, the UN says. America's bad. The hospitals are overwhelmed. You're all dead. The stock market's going down. Run for the hills. Trump underreacted. We knew they were going to set him up. He needed to expose them up front. Then he overreacted. The stock market plunged. Then he pulled back. Sanity started prevailing. The stock market started going straight back up. So Senator Josh Hawley and Senator Tom Cotton have both come out and said the Chi-Coms lied about it. They incubated it. They launched it. Now the leftist media is using it for control. Now the Democrats are saying the cities they control, the states they control, they're not opening until the middle of the election, maybe. Some are saying through the election. Got the headlines right here. Democrats call for lockdown to continue through election. Then they're going to mail in their ballots, wink, wink. And they think the shutdown of the economy will be in a total depression way before then. We'll drive Trump from office. And what did all the Democrats say on CNN, MSNBC, HBO? We're going to crash the economy. We're going to bring down Trump. We're going to punish flyover country. Well, guess what? Flyover country is in New York. It's in California. It's people there that don't like this garbage. But it's definitely in the Midwest and the Southwest and the South and all over. And people see the bureaucratic power grab for what it is. It's very dangerous. And the forced inoculations, they admit, are coming next year. And the surveillance of us. And every time there's a new bug that kills anybody, it's going to be hysteria and fear. This is how they're trying to break our will. So Senator Hawley has laid it out. We're going to go to that in a moment. But first, here's Trump last night talking about what's really behind this. Here it is.
You would love to see me badly about it.
Mr. President, you tweeted earlier linking the closing of the country to your election success in November. Is this Easter timeline based on your political interests?
What do you mean by election success?
No. You tweeted. You said that the media wants the country to remain closed to hurt your
opponent. No, I think the
re-elected.
The media would like to see me do poorly in the election.
Lawmakers and economists on both sides of the aisle have said that reopening the country by Easter is not a good idea. What is that plan based on?
Just so you understand. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. I think there are certain people that would like it not to open so quickly. I think there are certain people that would like it to do financially poorly because they think that would be very good as far as defeating me at the polls. And I don't know if that's so, but I do think it's so that there are people in your profession that would like that to happen. I think it's very clear. I think it's very clear that there are people in your profession that write fake news. You do. She does. There are people in your profession that write fake news. They would love to see me for whatever reason, because we've done one hell of a job. Nobody's done the job that we've done. And it's lucky that you have this group here right now for this problem, or you wouldn't even have a country left.
Obviously, what we've got to do is take what he just said and edit it in with Bill Maher and the Democrats on CNN, MSNBC, all the channels, and just have them keep saying, there are a lot of people, there are a lot of people like to see us fail. Clip, clip, clip. A lot of people want to see us fail. Clip, clip, clip. A lot of people want to see us fail. Clip, clip, clip. And you are fake news. And it's so obvious. And if they got a total depression, there'll be mass death, as Trump said 2 days ago. This is insane. But it's warfare. It's taking the country down. What are we going to do if they steal the election in 221 days? This country's going into civil war. And we're in 4 years, he'll be gone. Finally, someone up there standing up to this scum that are openly rooting for bringing the country down. But you know what? We have people power. You have word of mouth. And if you spread the word about what you just saw live, and when we put out the video in like an hour of what Trump said last night with them saying they want to bring the country down and that they want to use coronavirus to do it, we've got their ass. These people are like supervillains. Here's what Senator Josh Hawley had to say about China last night. Oh, and also another clip we're going to get to first of Senator Tom Cotton last night talking about China. We got a bunch of these clips. Here it is.
How much of our capacity China has, whether it is prescription drugs or personal protective equipment and things like that, we've got to take it back. Quickly, your answer.
Yeah, things like antibiotics and ibuprofen and Advil are made in China for the most part. It's time to bring that manufacturing capacity back to the United States. Time to bring a lot more back to the United States from China. China unleashed this plague on the world, and there will be a reckoning when we're on the backside of it.
That's right. There should be a law that medicine is strategic and that it all has to be made here. Other countries do that. Here's what the senator also had to say about China refusing to hand over evidence about the Wuhan biolab.
Maria, here's what we do know. This virus did not originate in the Wuhan animal market. Epidemiologists who are widely respected from China, who have published or studied in the international journal The Lancet, have demonstrated that several of the original cases did not have any contact with that food market. The virus went into that food market before it came out of that food market. So we don't know where it originated, but we do know that we have to get to the bottom of that. We also know that just a few miles away from that food market is China's only biosafety level 4 super laboratory that researches human infectious diseases. Now, we don't have evidence that this disease originated there, but because of China's duplicity and dishonesty from the beginning, we need to at least ask the question to see what the evidence says. And China right now is not giving any evidence on that question.
When we return, we're going to get to Cotton. The single biggest threat to both global and U.S. growth this year is this virus and the hype surrounding it. So again, get prepared. Boost your immune system. That's absolutely reasonable. You want to run off and live in a bunker? Knock yourself out. But every year, the flu comes and kills more people in the U.S. than have died from this worldwide. 35 to 37,000 last year died of the flu. They don't have the numbers yet this year in the U.S. alone. 20,000 worldwide, they say, have now died of this. I mean, look at this. But then they say, oh, the lockdown saved you. We're the saviors because we ordered the lockdown. And by the way, I told you it was coming. Harvard and others that run this criminal operation are announcing yearly lockdowns for every virus. They say they're going to just turn things on and off with flashing lights and apps. You'll just be totally controlled by the technocracy.
Suggest, I'm afraid that the coronavirus could actually be the single biggest threat to both global and U.S. growth in this year.
Senator, I just want to go back to the comments from the Chinese ambassador to the United States. Over the weekend, he said it's very harmful, it's very dangerous to stir up suspicion, rumors, and spread them among the people. For one thing, this creates panic. Another thing is that it will fan up racial discrimination, xenophobia, and all these things that will really harm our joint efforts to combat the virus. Obviously, on the Intelligence Committee, you know more about what's happening. How firm are you in your concerns about this?
So I have two responses to the Chinese ambassador. One, the thing that really is harmful, that really spreads fear, is China lying about the origins of this disease and about the number of people who have it, and excluding American and other Western scientists from China to try to get to the bottom of it. Second, in terms of the claims of racism, the Chinese people are the first and the worst victims of the Chinese Communist Party. We should all hold them in our prayers and hope that we can get a vaccine, because they are the people who are most harmed by the Chinese government's incompetence and duplicity.
Infowars.com. I'm Alex Jones. We are live. DrudgeReport.com. Shock claim. We have a Drudge siren. American deaths will top 80,000 in next 4 months. I think that's possible. It kills a lot of sick and old people. And if 30-something thousand die of the flu every year, there you go. So it's not that there isn't a virus. Isn't that it doesn't kill people? I think the number will be lower than that, but I think that's possible. Very possible. I think it's on the high end. In fact, the U.S. death rate is lower than that of the other countries because we have a larger sampling pool, because they're just testing those that show up sick at the hospital. Well, you're already getting the people that are already worst off. And almost all of them have pre-existing conditions and or very old. But we always have viruses. We always have death. They're trying to make it like, oh, we can't ever have another person jump off a diving board and get hurt. So since the 80s, all the diving boards are taken out. And now if you go to a new condo or a new hotel, all the pools are 3 feet to 2 feet deep, because now no one can get hurt. It's lawyers. And now they're getting rid of swings, and they're getting rid of merry-go-rounds. They're getting rid of everything. And now companies are saying, we're staying shut anyways. If there's a chance one of our employees could get sick, we'll be liable. So stay in your house. That's the shock claim at DrudgeReport.com. American deaths will top 80,000 in next 4 months. French news agency, COVID-19, the Chi-Com virus, could lead to more than 80,000 deaths in the U.S. and overwhelm hospital capacity nationwide as soon as early April, even if social distancing measures are expected, new research showed today. The U.S. death toll for the pandemic has already passed 1,000 with 68,000 confirmed infections. So, guys, let's do a 1,000 divided into 68,000. Give me the death rate on that, please. 1,000 divided by 68,000. Forecasters at the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington's School of Medicine analyzed the latest COVID-19, of course, they're funded by Bill Gates, I should add, data at a local, national, and international level. These include hospitalization and mortality rates, as well as the patient data in terms of age, gender, and pre-existing health problems. Specifically, they looked at the time lag between the first cases of the public infections, such as shuttering schools and businesses. Then they looked at each American state's ICU bed and ventilator capacity. The analysts warned that based on the current trends, demand for both would far exceed the COVID-19 patients as early as the second week of April. During the epidemic peak, also set for a point in April, as many as 2,300 patients would die every day, according to the IHME model. You know, I remember reading old history books and things about the Old West and, you know, New York or anywhere. And routinely, you'd have some bad bug come through and, you know, you'd have half the old people that were 80, 90 years old would die. That's just what happens. But see, oh, it can't happen now. It can't be 1%. We have to lock down. We have to have depression. We have to have microchips. We have to have vaccines, even though vaccines lower your immunity to other bugs. That's in all the studies. They might help you with one, maybe, but it lowers your immune system overall. And America's so sick. And so it eats so much GMO and is on so many drugs. Maybe Mike Adams is true. Maybe he's right. Maybe hundreds of thousands are going to die. Maybe I've been too optimistic. All I know is they're using it to shut the economy down. They're using it to drive Trump from office, and they're blaming everything on him. During the epidemic peak, also set for some point in April, as many as 2,300 patients could die every day, according to the IHME model. This was the case even in the population altered to a strict social distancing measures. Yeah, it's already spread everywhere, folks. I don't know if their number is right, but it's true. It's been here since November, at least. That's from the CIA. And I don't just trust the CIA in general, but I mean, good people I know in it that have access, they know all about this. Our estimate trajectory of COVID-19 deaths assumed continued and uninterrupted vigilance by the general public, hospital workers, and government agencies, said Christopher Murray, IHME director. The trajectory of the pandemic will change and dramatically for the worse if people ease up on social distancing or relax with other precautions. The analysts estimated that approximately 81,000 people in the U.S. will die from the virus over the coming 4 months. Estimates range between 38,000 and more than 160,000. So that's why they picked the middle number. It forecasts that total 41 U.S. states will need more ICU beds than are currently available, and 12 states may need to increase their capacity 50% or more to accommodate patient needs. That article is up at drudgereport.com. If you want to read it and look at the numbers for yourself, it's also being linked up on newswars.com, prisonplanet.com, and infowars.com. Okay, getting back to the news here. UK downgrades COVID-19. No longer a high-consequence infectious disease. That's what they said months ago. They still see it as that. They don't see it as a very high death rate, even up there with the flu. And that's what they're seeing. No need for hard quarantine in Russia. Paul Joseph Watson writes, the World Health Organization official says there's no need for Russia to implement a hard quarantine to fight coronavirus after Moscow closed most of its border back in January, something Democrats fought to stop here. The WHO's representative in Russia said the country is one step ahead of other countries in its battle against COVID-19. Oh, with borders and stopping flights in January, something the Democrats and Joe Biden said don't do, but now it's all Trump's fault. They talk to us like we have no memories and like we're total, complete morons. Absolutely ridiculous. Meanwhile, when we come back, I'm going to blitz through a ton of news here just to show you the hysteria. But you knew what was coming, right? Gordon Brown's one of the people I cited. And the crew, God bless them, it's not their fault because they erased most of our stuff online so we couldn't find it on YouTube. Gordon Brown, when he was back in power, I don't know, what was it, 8 years ago or whatever, the British Prime Minister, he kept saying, we need a new world order to control during pandemics. We need a world government body to control a cashless society, ban cash because of the coming pandemics. Well, he's back saying it again. So we can't find where he said it 8, 9 years ago, but he's saying it again. So we have it now. Former UK Prime Minister calls for global government. He said global government to fight coronavirus. We'll tell you about that and so much more. They've always said we're going to use global government for a global crisis, and that's exactly what they're doing, and they said they would use the bugs. I'm going to tell you this. The bug is real. There's always new bugs that kill a bunch of people. They've decided to make it a big deal when people die from it, just like shootings. Still a rare, it's rare compared to car accidents or cancer or anything to die in a shooting. It's not common. It's really rare to die in a school shooting. But still, young people, they humanize them. They show their faces. They zoom in on them. They tell you about them. And then you show them their parents, and they cry, and you're touched with empathy. But less than 100 die a year in real mass shootings. Still too many. But you'd think they're everywhere, and they spent billions locking schools down in total hysteria and fear, blaming all gun owners. It's the same thing with this. But now you're going to have 20, 30, 40, I bet 80,000 people, probably's right, because they're going to misdiagnose a lot of flu deaths with this as well.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, there's a big story from the French news agency up at Infowars.com. Can't miss it at DrudgeReport.com with the vaunted siren. U.S. virus deaths may top 80,000 despite confinement, study shows. It's one of these Bill and Melinda Gates funded groups. But, you know, you get 37,000 flu deaths, and they're going to misdiagnose a lot of deaths. People can have both viruses in them. I think 80,000 is probably what we will see. And by the way, we did the math. If they say 1,000 people have died and that there are 68,000 confirmed infections, do the math. That means a 1.5% death rate. But again, that's all coming out of the globalist. Another article up on nationalfile.com. It's also posted at InfoWars.com. President Trump versus Bill Gates on treatment. Fauci has a $100 million conflict running, a $100 million contract for Bill and Melinda Gates, of course, on vaccines. A vaccine for AIDS, HIV, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable. Okay, I want to hit the world government news. I want to give the number out, and I want to just put 10 calls on the board so others don't have to hold, and then we got David Icke bottom of the next hour. Toll-free number to join us to give me your take on this whole situation. We'll give you that number here in just a moment. But first, I want to talk about something here for just a second that is really important. Were you guys able to get that Living Defense piece I wanted into the computer so I can play that? We do have that, guys? Fantastic, because this is something I haven't talked enough about, and I keep forgetting to talk about it, and it's really something that's a sleeper product that we were really excited about when we launched 4 years ago, but sometimes I'm busy during a product launch, and if I never launch it, I never really talk about it. Happies is another product that people actually get and are blown away by and has almost 100% reviews, but I never talk about it, so it never became a big seller. Callers began to call in, though, about Living Defense last year and talking about what it did for them, so then more callers called in. In the space of 2 weeks, we probably had 7 or 8 callers that got through that said, listen, it changed my life. Now, because of the FDA and the way the system is, we can't tell you the experience we personally have or what these known compounds do, like black walnut and others. This is a very strong formula. But I was reminded that I took this 4 years ago when it first came out, and it really helped me. And I hadn't taken it in almost 4 years. I took it again. Incredible. This is beyond probiotic. This is next level. It's like MycoZX knocks out yeast, mold, candida. This knocks out a whole other class of things. You need to experience Living Defense for yourself. It's back in stock, sold out for 4+ months, because to get organic or wild harvested ingredients and to have it then tested and to have it at the highest levels, it kept failing the test. And we said, nope, we're not going to lower our standards. And we just waited until we finally got a good run of it. We go with the highest standards, folks, because we're targets, plus that's what you deserve. It's what we deserve. You need to learn about Living Defense. You need to get a bottle of Living Defense. Despite the fact that it's sold out for all those months, it's discounted 40% off. And I'm going to probably end that special soon because I thought we'd have enough to last a few months. It's going to sell out in about 2 weeks at current sales rates because people know about the gut being the big front line of defense for immunity and for health. And if your gut isn't in order, you're screwed because your body's having to spend all its time fighting stuff there in the gut instead of fighting it in the nose and the sinus and the throat and the mouth and other areas of the body and the skin and the eyes. So get your gut in order, and it's incredible. MycoZX is amazing, goes great with it. But get your Living Defense back in stock. Here's what one caller had to say about it. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Alex. Oh, my God. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Alex, I got to tell you, man, I don't care what anybody has ever said about you. You have red-pilled more human beings than anybody on planet Earth, and God bless you. Everything you stand for, everything you've done, you are the best, man. I mean, it's the absolute truth. And when I heard you today with this live call and you encouraged people to call in, I said, that's it, man. I'm just going to break down. I got to tell you, look, in January 2016, I went in the hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars every day for three hours a day. And I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life. Listen, man, if there's any veteran out there, I don't care if you've traveled, anybody's traveled overseas, you absolutely owe it to yourself to get two bottles of that Living Defense. Alex, I'm telling you, every listener out there should order a couple bottles of this, because everybody's got parasites, whether you think you don't or not. If you've ever eaten any kind of seafood, anything like that, obviously you do. Sushi, forget about it. You're riddled with parasites. And I don't know of a better product. And I've done a lot of research since I had this miraculous turnaround in my health. I started looking into it, and there's no better product out there.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's back in stock. Get it while you can. More doesn't come in for 2 months. And right now, it's one of our best sellers, and it's fun in the operation, but it's amazing. Get your Living Defense, InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm going to bring it back to 20% off instead of 40% off, because we need funding. We don't put a lot of markups, so at 50% off, we're making like 20, 30%. So I'm going to go back to close to full price here very, very soon. It's very, very expensive to make this. It doesn't have fillers. It's chock full of the highest quality products that have not been homogenized. See, if you buy products that have been heated and irradiated, you can get them really cheap, and they're crappy, and they might be 10 years old. We get fresh, organic, and wild-crafted, wild-picked. That's the level above that. And to be able to do that, it takes time. I could churn this out and never be out of it. But we have high standards because we want it to really work. We want you to get blown away by it. Okay, I'm going to stop there. I was just reminded of something, not just the numbers of deaths in Italy, 70,000 2 years ago, usually about 35 to 40,000, even though they're only 60 million, and how that's why it's hitting their population so bad, and how they're going to try to use flu deaths to say it's coronavirus this year in the flu season to scare everybody. And you've got these Bill Gates connected groups coming out and saying 80,000 they think are going to die in the next 4 months. We just got bombshell information that I'm going to cover six after next hour. But I do want to give the number out, and I do want to take your phone calls, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Dial your country code access, 512-646-1776, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, I'm going to take 10 calls in the first 30 minutes, and then David Icke's going to join us with his amazing take on the whole coronavirus and the hysteria and everything that is unfolding. That is coming up. He'll be with us for an hour and a half. And then I'll open the phones up again. Fourth hour. I'm hosting the whole fourth hour and taking your calls. Infowars.com is the front line of the fight against the globalist. Now, let me read you some of these headlines. Former UK Prime Minister calls for global government to fight coronavirus. Yeah, he did years ago, too. It's their plan. Virus death toll passes 20,000, 3 million under lockdown for something that's killed 20,000 worldwide. Coronavirus patients charged with attempted murder for failing to self-isolate. Man, talk about tyranny. The U.S. just had its deadliest day from a coronavirus, but health officials say the peak is yet to come. They just think we're such domesticated idiots. The West can't contain the coronavirus. Should you shelter in China? Wall Street Journal. Run to China. See how they script it all like they're the good guys? Those who intentionally spread coronavirus could be charged as terrorists. More fear-mongering. ICU doctor, coronavirus frightens me. It's severe, unpredictable, and it has no cure. Usually doctors don't try to scare you. NYC morgues near capacity. DHS briefing warns. There's always a bunch of death from flu. Protesters in Mexico block lanes at Arizona border crossing to demand stricter coronavirus screenings. Oh, the Mexicans want the border blocked with the U.S. that has more cases. It's all the chike. Oh, you want borders now, Mexico. Spanish doctors are forced to choose who lives and who dies. Oh, yes, and the U.S. hospitals doing the same thing. It's all coming up. Remember, you can override the globalist fear-mongering. You can spread the live link to this show. You can tell folks about local radio stations you're listening to now. You are the Paul Revere's. Throw the globalist and launch the stars. We now take you live, crank it up, to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
We
now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Out on the road for 40 days. Last night, put me in a haze. Sweet, sweet candy. And that's the natural facts. Kenny Kane. Okay, is his thing. Keep me right. We're an American band. We don't lock down when some people are dying from the virus. We don't bow to the globalists. We don't submit to their tyranny. We never have. We never will. All these attempts to straitjacket us will only ignite the awakening. Four young Chiquitas at Omaha. Feeling good, feeling right.
Four young Chiquitas in Omaha. Who's waiting for the band to return from the show?
Feeling good.
Feeling good, feeling right. It's Saturday night. The hotel detective, he was.
All right, let's get to your calls. Alan. They had a plan. You're on the air, Alan. Welcome.
That was best. Okay, so.
Welcome. Thanks for calling.
How yesterday I saw this video, and it's with the Chinese researcher from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And if you watch it, she's talking about at the end of the video how she went into the deep caves on the corners of the earth to get the bats and the droppings. And they brought it back to, and you can see all this in the video. But then at the end, she mentioned, and I'm going to read to you what she mentioned here. She's going to, we need to get away from our farms. I got it right here. Okay. So she says, so if we want to prevent new infections from the source, it's actually quite simple. Stay away from it. That's why we recommend that we put an end to wild animal consumption, reduce wildlife exposure, reduce wildlife habitat infestation. We humans also need to stay away from wild humans and our domesticated animals like our farm. Try to avoid close encounters.
Yeah, but sure,
with
just because some person on the internet says this came from a farm, the virus has been scanned. It's a bioweapon that's been engineered.
Well, this is the Chinese virologist and researcher at the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
Well, of course the Wuhan Institute, that's a bioweapon lab, is trying to cover up that it cooked it up.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is they're trying to use also the coronavirus to say, hey, you're going to have to stay away from cows.
Oh, you're absolutely right that the Extinction Rebellion and the globalists are all saying that it's all humans' fault. We have to stop eating meat. You're dead on, brother.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. So they're going to use this to try to ban citizens to be able to have the ability to raise their own meat, to grow our own rabbits, whatever it may be, in our backyards.
Well, I mean, I love her quote, because that's what the Chinese call villagers, is wild people. We may not allow wild people. You must come to the slave grid. We take care of you with fentanyl. Where do you see all this going, brother?
I see it going to global government. As the Bible says, you know, they're going to usher in the mark of the beast, and they're going to tell everyone, hey, if you want to buy or sell, if you want to eat something, you got to take the mark of the beast. And I got to say one thing. I'm not sure if you know, but in China, the number 666 has become mainstream. They see it as good luck. Look it up.
Amazing, sir. God bless you. I appreciate your call. All right, more calls straight ahead than David Icke, bottom of the hour. I'm going to get to everybody, Jake, Christian, Brandon, Mark, Josh, and others before he joins us. But I always have big news. But this is really big news that nobody else has pointed out. When we return on the other side of the 60-second break, whatever you do, it's beyond critical. It is the essence of victory. It is the blood of annihilating the globalists. And that is your word of mouth. That is paramount. That is the coin of the realm. That is the spirit of liberty. Spread the word, my Paul Revere. Spread the word. Band.video. Infowars.com/show lives.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence, our circuits are dead.
Well, the dread siren is burning bright It's being reported by a major institute in Washington State, funded by Bill and Melinda Gates. Shock claim, America death toll will top 80,000, 81,000 in the next 4 months. They say there's been 1,000 deaths out of 68,000 confirmed infections of the Chinese communist engineered Wuhan virus. And that is from the French news agency. Right here you can see in the overhead shot. But look at this headline from the Chicago Tribune. And I went and followed the link to the CDC. The CDC reported in 2018 winter season the highest death toll in 40 years in the U.S. from the flu. Normally 35,000 deaths on average. 37,000 last year. 80,000 deaths from the flu. The same number they're saying the Wuhan Chinese communist virus is going to kill, they estimate. So did we lock everything down and have a Great Depression over that? And of course, most people that died were old, had pre-existing conditions. They just put flu because they test positive for the flu on the death certificate. Most had kidney failure, liver failure, cancer. And it's sad they died. That's what happens when you get old. My sweet grandmother at 92 died of pneumonia. She beat it the year before, lost a lot of her weight, like a concentration camp victim, gained some of the weight back, fought through it. By the end, she could like see angels, was talking to God, and could see her, you know, my dead grandfather, and she was ready to go. But here you go. Now we're told it's permanent. And we can't ever leave our houses until they say we can't. 18 months through the election. And then if Trump tries to open things up, he's a bad guy. And the Democrat cities and counties and states that are run by them say they're not opening up through the election. And it's all Trump's fault. But they also said months ago they hope the virus hurts Trump and hurts the economy to drive him from office. Well, Trump's got to run TV ads showing Bill Maher and CNN and MSNBC hosts all saying we hope to have a depression. We hope this virus drives Trump from office. While they demanded to have open borders, imagine a TV ad that starts with Joe Biden saying it's xenophobic to try to block flights from China. Donald Trump should leave the flights from China open. That was in February. Then it cuts to Bill Maher going, a depression is worth it. Let's do it. I hope this virus hurts Trump. And then CNN clip, MSNBC clip. Guest on Fox saying it. And then the reporter sitting there confronting Trump, blaming him, and Trump going, I think the media wants to bring down the economy and hurt the American people so I don't get reelected. And them saying, how dare you say that? That's a one-minute ad that will burn them down. They hope we don't remember them. Just a month ago, all over CNN, all over MSNBC, we were playing clips every day of them just giggling and laughing and snickering. And we're going to put together a video. We'll try to do it like 2 minutes so we can go on Twitter, of Trump talking about it last night and how they're trying to bring down the economy to bring him down and bring down the American people to teach us a lesson. And then them denying it and then cutting to all of them saying it. I have you now. All Trump has to do is get on the attack on this and point out that Russia's open for business, China's open for business, the UK now says the virus isn't a big problem, and then show them saying we're never going to open again, and it's done. Everyone will know what they're doing, and the hoax of the hype they're pushing will go down. But I'm going to read this to you again, then go to your calls. 80,000 people died of flu last winter in the U.S., the highest death rate in four decades. Chicago Tribune, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Robert Redfield, you see him all in the news, revealed that the total in an interview Tuesday night with the Associated Press. Let's find that interview, guys. Flu experts knew it was a very bad season, but at least one found the size of the estimate surprising. That's huge, said Dr. William Schaffner, a Vanderbilt University vaccine expert. The tally was nearly twice as much as that. Funny, you take all these vaccines, it lowers your immunity the next year to the real flu. Type it in. Flu shot this year doubles your chances of getting it next year. Major university studies, Canada, the UK, the US. But that's another subject, isn't it? So they're saying 80,000, I think, will die. How many of those will be flu and COVID? You can have both at the same time, or at least have the virus present, or have the antibodies. So when you hear this, just remember, it's an estimate 80,000 died. It's an estimate this time. They don't know. They just make it up. But this time they're telling you can never be allowed again for anybody to die. Everything's got to be shut down to kill the economy. Unbelievable. So CDC reports more people died in 2018 from the flu than will die of COVID-19 in the U.S. Wow. That is a siren for Drudge. And maybe if we write an article about that, and maybe if we put the links and show it, and maybe if we put this video up, maybe Drudge will link to it. Maybe you'll share it. But you just saw the facts right there. Okay, let's go to your phone calls. David Icke's coming up in 15 minutes. Or 18 minutes. Let's go ahead and talk to, drumroll please, Brandon in Colorado. You're on the air worldwide.
Alex Jones, it's a pleasure, man. I've been listening to you for a long time. We go back to coast to coast. Wanted to call, man. I remember the day you guys started talking about the coronavirus, the war sirens were going. I got chills. You guys were ahead of it before any news, anything like that. So I wanted to say thank you because that day, man, I panicked. I got a bunch of stuff. I was ready for a long time. I started giving coworkers masks, and everybody thought I was a little nutty, you know, a little crazy. But right now, you know, they're all saying I was right, and they're, you know, kind of grateful, but dark times, man. I got a two-year-old daughter. I'm a little worried. But truly, like, I don't want another depression. I don't want none of that, man. I don't think anybody does. I just want us to get through all this and say thanks. We got to spread these links. We got to wake the world up because these dark times, man.
Exactly. Let me put it to you this way. Some people, there's a paradox. They get confused. They go, you were ahead of the curve with all these expert guests who've been dead on, like Mike Adams and like Francis Boyle and so many others. But then you're saying it's a hoax. The response, what they're using it for is the hoax and is the lie. When Hitler firebombed on February 27th, 1933, his own Capitol building, when he was the president but not the chancellor, he was in the underhouse. He then became a dictator. Head of Germany, von Hindenburg, stepped down for him. The Reichstag really got firebombed. But the hoax was that the Nazis did it and not the communists, and they used it to storm power. So a big dark winter was coming of the Nazis. Just because it was a hoax who did it didn't mean it wasn't serious. The virus is real. It's just being overhyped to lock down civilization to collapse the economy, which is an even bigger threat. So you get where I'm coming from?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, people got to wake up. You have to realize, like, you know, it's a sleight of hand, man. You have to see that.
Well, our forebears had World War II, and, you know, we had the World War I, and the Spanish flu killed 40 to 50 million people. And it's just, you know, you don't get out of this world alive. That's why you better boost your immune system. Where do you see all this going, Brandon?
You know, I believe in our president. I believe that, you know, people like us, we're going to keep going, man. I mean, the world can't stop because people are telling us, hey, you know, you might die. You've got to be afraid to go outside. You can't live in fear. You can't.
I totally agree with you. And look, most people that are young and healthy survive this, but it does end up scarring your lungs, so you don't want it. The thing is, they admit if you cut the bell off now, it might just go even longer and then go into next year. A lot of times, the quicker they come, the quicker they burn out, virologists will tell you, for whatever reason. But now they're saying it's a yearly thing. It'll be like the flu. It's always with us. It's another vaccine. I mean, they're just totally pushing forced inoculations to travel.
Oh, it was here before they even, you know, before they closed the borders. It was already here. My family was sick. That was the sickest they've ever been. I'm sure you even said you were sick, too.
I mean, yeah, I hadn't been sick in almost 5 years. And then I got a fever and coughed for about a week. And then the fever came back. And that's when you know it's COVID, usually, because it does. It's not nasty stuff. Don't get me wrong, because, I mean, I'm hard to get sick, and I got sick. All right, God bless you, sir. I really appreciate you. And again, it's real. It does have a threat. Those saying it doesn't exist, I disagree with them. It doesn't matter. It's the hyping is the weapon. So you can't go along with the fear because that's what they want. You've got to spread the word about them trying to crash the economy and what scum the deep state is.
Does that make me crazy?
Yeah, it does.
Does that make me crazy?
New video just went live on Infowars.com. They'll have the full video today on The War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. with Owen Schroyer. Can't have his co-host Roger Stone on. He's gagged, set for prison. It's quite a war we're in. Austin police threatened to arrest reporter for violating lockdown because they're out riding mopeds through downtown showing how it's a ghost town. Now, obviously, once they figured out they were reporters, they left them alone. That is a covered, defended piece. It's the First Amendment. But is it freedom of assembly as well? This is all unconstitutional. Go ahead and roll a short clip of that report that premieres today at 3 p.m.
Did they think they were about to arrest all of us?
Scooters and all.
So first of all, these mopeds are 100% street legal, okay? These mopeds are 100% street legal. We've all been verified to ride these. We're on the streets of Austin, Texas. The streets are, they're obviously a ghost town compared to normal, but there's still traffic out here. There's still people riding around.
You are an American receiving this transmission. You are free.
Get pulled over by police. Driving around a paddy wagon. Get on. They're ready for radio listeners. And they just keep repeating. Lockdown, lockdown, lockdown. Stay in your homes.
Look, I don't know what that cop's deal was. Obviously, he was trying to send us home for whatever reason. He wouldn't leave us alone. He came out here in a paddy wagon. Like, was he really expecting to arrest all of us? I'm serious. I've never seen that before. A paddy wagon riding around as street-level law enforcement.
Yeah, it's like they're ready to arrest somebody.
Seriously, like they are ready to arrest somebody as if there's some mandatory enforced stay-at-home order that they can just enforce. It is totally illegal, folks. Okay, you have a Bill of Rights and a Constitution, but you don't even need that. You're a free man ordained by God. Okay, if you're receiving this transmission, if you are an American, you are free.
All right, there's Owen Schroyer. We're going to go to a few more of your phone calls ahead of David Icke. There is just so much coming out. UK police force slammer spying on dog walkers with drones. 70% of Americans now avoiding all public places. Clampdown Chicago mayor warns people who go outside could face arrest. I mean, this is just, all these would-be dictators are just having a great time. But the border gets to stay wide open. And Mexico now is closing its border with us. And Mexicans are protesting, demanding it be fully shut. Now the shoe's on the other foot, isn't it? Let's go ahead and talk to Adam in Texas, has a theory about COVID-19. Go ahead, Adam. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? It's been a long time since I saw you at the in the Fed rally in Dallas.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so all I'm going to do here is I'm going to point out the signposts. A lot of research needs to be done on this, but if you'll recall and if listeners will recall, starting around July or August, we started seeing reports from the CDC about e-cigarette or vaping product use associated lung injury or EVAL.
Okay. And all these young people couldn't breathe and some were dying and it was like a pneumonia thing. They didn't know what it was.
Right, exactly. So I'm looking at a website for WebMD.com. Here are the listed symptoms of the E-Valley e-vaping syndrome. Okay, fever, chills, cough, a hard time breathing, shortness of breath, chest tightness, belly pain, loss of appetite, nausea and vomiting, diarrhea. Okay, now I'm looking at a CNN article from yesterday, just going through a quick boil down of the symptoms of COVID-19. It says fever, cough, shortness of breath are not the only signs of sickness that have been seen in cases of COVID-19. Many other symptoms can resemble the flu, including headaches, digestive issues, body aches, and fatigue. Okay, now yesterday I was listening to a podcast on TheLastAmericanVagabond.com. I think it's all data points to COVID-19 starting in the U.S. The title of the video, it's 4.5 hours long. I only had a chance to go about 30 minutes into it, but it's discussing this lung syndrome associated with the e-vaping, and it also mentions at least one bio laboratory that was shut down by the CDC in, I believe, August for non-compliance. So there's a bunch of stuff that needs to be tied together.
You know, what's the name of that syndrome? Because I remember talking about that with my teenage children and telling them not to vape and showing them those articles. What's the name of that syndrome? I thought it was something weird, like, because I know most of those cigarettes are made in those e-cigarettes are made in China. And I'm like, what the hell are they putting in there?
Right. Okay. So it's e-cigarette or vaping product use associated lung injury, or e-volley for short.
E-volley for short. All right.
Well, that's all I got, Alex. Thank you.
Amazing, sir. That's why we take calls. The callers take us in directions we wouldn't go that are amazing. Let's go to Christian in Delaware. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Alex Jones, my man.
How you doing, my man?
I'm doing fantastic. It's a blessing to talk to you. God bless you and everyone that's involved in InfoWars. First thing, if you're looking for a first-time purchase or you want to impress someone with a purchase from the InfoWars store, get the TurboForce. It is very explosive.
Oh, yeah, that'll jack somebody for 10 hours. Exactly. They want to get impressed. They want instant results. That's it, huh?
Exactly. My mom did just start taking the X2. She has a thyroid problems. She has since, you know, had a lot of improvement. She's lost 17 pounds so far. It's been about a month. But it's kind of weird because I'm kind of like the black sheep of the family, the conspiracy theorist, you know, and so people don't trust me to take the products. But then when they do, it's like, you know, they have, you know, great results. So I want to thank you for that. Real quick, while I have a global audience, I have been personally assigned by God to explain my experiences. I've been to hell before. I've been sat down in front of God. I've had the presence of Jesus, and I've actually been able to save someone by him telling me that a certain person is going to die this day, and I was able to affect that. And I'm glad that the last caller called about e-cigarettes, because I actually was told that by the Lord before it even happened that people would start dying by e-cigarettes. But real quick,
you know, people could laugh at you, but it was mainly when I was younger. I had experiences similar to that. I'm not going to ever get into them. I mean, I've definitely had big, big spiritual experiences and had dreams that I told people about that exactly came true and things like that. So it's real. And most people that die and get resuscitated, they go through a tunnel. They either go and get held in a purgatory and an angel's there. And then they decide to sit back, or sometimes they actually get to heaven for a minute or sit back, or they go to hell, and it's exactly, and this is Hindus, this is Satanists, this is everybody. It happens to everybody universally forever, and so it's definitely real. I'm out of time, Christian. We got David Icke coming up, and if you want to hold, folks, we'll get to you later. If not, call me back in the fourth hour when we're going to have nothing but open calls. But David Icke, one of the most sought-after, interesting people in the world, is with us for an hour and a half straight ahead. So tell folks, tune in, however you're listening or however you're not listening. If you're listening on AM and FM, great. If you're listening on the internet, spread the word either way.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, we're very honored to have one of the freest thinkers out there. David Icke thinks for himself, and he's been exposing the false reality for 30 years or so, and he's been taken out of context, just like they do me, and you, many of you, to distort what he's saying. And I got to tell you, when I first read one of his books 27, 28 years ago, I thought, well, a lot of this makes sense. A lot of this historically, I'd already read a lot of books about the CFR and globalism. I knew about it. I'd grown up learning about it. That was all right. But then a lot of it was just so far out, I thought it was crazy. But then as I studied the globalists more, 26 years on air, this is what they follow. This is what they really believe. And we're going to go to the bottom of the rabbit hole today, but a great place to start is the COVID-19 and everything that comes with it and the hysteria involved in it and how it covers all the major agendas. So I really want to hear what David Icke has to say, and so I'm going to try to be a good boy in the next 2 hours or so, and we're going to take your calls after that, or maybe we'll take some calls while he's on with us. That's up to David here today. DavidIcke.com. Again, I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com. and newswars.com. And he's been shadow banned. I've been totally banned, except on radio stations and my own platform. So please remember, this interview will be posted in full to band.video. And everyone is authorized and encouraged. All the radio shows, all the TV shows, all the films are what are called free to air. And that is a broadcast media term, meaning anybody can take it, anybody can use it, anybody can edit it, anybody can attack me with it, you can promote us with it. I just want you to know that it's free to air, it's open source, it's copyright free, it is Creative Commons to the world 100%. And so the only way this interview will have legs, other than our audience, which our personal audience at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com and Band.video is triple whatever it was, okay? Millions of visitors a day, millions of views a day, millions watching our podcast today. But it's that group. Some of it gets out before we got out everywhere. So the only way this gets out of the prison is when you share this and what David Icke's about to say here today. So we're very honored to have him. And so I'm going to try to sit back as much as I can, give him the floor about this period of time we've reached that is into the New World Order, is into their implantable chip, forced inoculation system. It's all here. The debate's over. Icke's been totally vindicated. I've been vindicated. It's happening exactly as we said it would because they told us they'd do it this way. David Icke, thank you very much, sir.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing? I greet you from lockdown Britain, where democracy has been suspended, where extraordinary draconian laws have been passed by a pathetic parliament, where we cannot, according to the law, gather in numbers more than two unless they are people we live with. We have one opportunity a day to take exercise, and we can go to get food. And when you go to the supermarkets, you have long lines that are not necessary, by the way. It's the system that makes it like that. Long lines outside the supermarket, because what they're doing now is insisting that everyone standing in line has to be 6 feet from the next person. And they're working on the basis of one person in the supermarket when another one comes out. They ought to put traffic lights up. It's like entering a freeway. So that's where we are. And it is extraordinary, you know, that over the years, so many people have said to me and commented about my work and other people like you. And they've said this idea that a few people can control the world is ridiculous. That would be impossible. The human race in vast numbers, not everybody, but in vast numbers, has given away their world, their lives, their freedom, their ability to make their own decisions, which is what freedom is about. Freedom is all about choice. And they've done that in a matter of days, in the most extraordinary process of imposition on a population which largely has not resisted it, but insisted that it happens. We have had the media here who have campaigned and criticized until this lockdown happened. Among them, Piers Morgan, this legend in his own lifetime or legend in his own mind. And now they've got what they called for. And to an extent, I don't think the Prime Minister Boris Johnson wanted to go this far. He was the one that was resisting having professional soccer shut down. It was the soccer organizations themselves
and that Trump, decided. Trump did as well, but they said every person that dies is your fault, literally holding everyone hostage.
This is the point. You see, we have now a technocracy. This is what they want anyway, a global technocracy. But a technocracy is a society that's run by bureaucrats, experts, engineers, scientists, whatever. And this lockdown is being driven worldwide by advisors. Yes, there are some politicians who are absolutely in on it and will be very happy to front up its imposition. But those that are saying, well, hold on a minute, and this is the point. What is the catastrophic consequence, not of the virus, get into that, but of the response to the virus? And so you're absolutely right. What happens is these technocrats in the dark suits, they say, well, look, Mr. President, look, Mr. Prime Minister, our computer models, and let's not forget, ladies and gentlemen of the world, these projections, oh, my God, we're all going to die. We're not, are coming from computer projections. You know, the same computer projections that told us there would be no ice at the poles by now, the North Pole, but, you know, people would be swimming in New York because of climate change. They're, those are computer models. And so they say, our computer models say that this is what's going to happen unless you do this. And if you don't do anything, Mr. President, Mr. Prime Minister, then all those deaths are going to be down to you and you're going to get the blame. Well, it takes a lot of backbone to actually resist that. And good on those who try and see beyond it. Because, you know, this is being, Alex, this is being promoted as a health crisis. It is not. If you break the figures down and you look in detail at this virus and its consequences, it is not an end of the world genocidal bioweapon. It ain't. Now, they have those things, and no doubt they have in mind at some point to use them. But people aren't falling down all over the place. It's affecting, exactly as the flu does, people with compromised immune systems, those who are old people and those who have other health problems, which are draining their immune system that's trying to cope. Here's a figure from the Italian Health Service. 99% of people who've died allegedly of this virus, we can get into that as well as we go along, 99% had one, two, three, or more other health problems. So you're dealing with damaged immune systems.
Actually, David, it's 99% had other illnesses. Hold on. We'll be right back with David Icke, the legend. I mean, there's not a lot of legends out there. They ascribe legendary status to a lot of people. No, this guy's a legend. Who cares about legendary basketball players or legendary movie people? This is a legendary outlaw maverick on the Outlaw Transmission. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. David Icke, the author, researcher, former head of the Green Party, former top goalie, national BBC host, traded it all in to expose the New World Order right at the peak of his career. And here we are 30 years later. He was the end of that first wave waking up, and we were the start of the big, huge wave, and now there's that gigantic wave coming in. But the counter is new viruses. And I've got, as we predicted, Harvard has come out and said, this is a new part, way of life. We'll have to turn the lockdowns on and off forever now with this virus and others. And you're going to have to take forced inoculations. You'll have apps on your phone that tell you when you can go outside, when you can't. We've got some reporters coming on from the UK. Ike was talking about that, where you're allowed to go out and exercise, but the police say, keep moving, keep moving. This is beyond 1984, where she comes on the telescreen and tells Winston Smith, you know, to do your exercises better. And you see people getting into the conformity. Look, I have a family member whose family member called her last night and said, I hope you're conforming to staying at home and doing as you're told, and sent us a PBS video called The Smart Guys about how we're all dead if we don't do this. And I'm noticing the left and the conformists are the ones really getting into it. I know Ike's got issues with Trump, so do I, but clearly, Boris Johnson, Trump are a different faction of this, and they couldn't get rid of him with Russiagate or Ukrainegate, and now China's back to business, Russia's back to business, but America, they say, can never reopen, and this is a permanent new thing, and the election may have to be suspended. You can see the power grab, and if the public submits to this, well, I'll show you the articles in a moment while David talks. They're now at Harvard and the CDC saying, this is your new way of life. And in China, you have an Alibaba app the government runs through their Amazon where you go out when it tells you. And in France, you download a form. This is just leapfrogging from where they were behind in their police state to way deep into where they wanted to go. So, David Icke, please continue, sir, with where you left off.
Yeah, I was saying that this is not about health. And, of course, the legacy of what is happening is going to be economic, which in itself will lead to massive health problems through economic deprivation, through homelessness. You know, it's like sort of an explosion has gone off. And people are so shocked and bewildered by the initial explosion. They're not yet, although some directly will be experiencing it, seeing the real fallout. And we are looking all over the world now, in this country, in your country, all over the world, at a holocaust against small, medium, even some big businesses not connected to this global cult, that will never be the same again, and vast numbers of them will never open again. They're gone. And with them go the people that own them and run them. With them go all the people who are employed by them. I mean, just closing the restaurants and bars and associated businesses in the United States has affected directly nearly 16 million people, because the restaurant industry and all that's associated with it is the biggest private sector employer in the United States. And that's not including all the supply chains of food suppliers and other suppliers. So what's being targeted is the very area of the global economy that this cult wants rid of, because the game is to create what I've been calling for years the Hunger Games society. And my goodness me, does this fit current events?
Oh, the Bilderberg Group, as you know, has leaked before in Davos. They'll say people shouldn't have money to come here and protest us. We want to get rid of the middle class. We don't want people going out and having dinner. We don't want people having a car to go drive to the countryside. They want us locked down. That's the nature of an authoritarian system.
Well, what Americans, because our version of the middle class is slightly different, but what Americans call the middle class, of course, has been the target all along. And there's a reason for that, which I'll come to. I've already started to go there. And what is going to be absolutely demolished by what is happening on purpose, the livelihoods and independence of what America calls the middle classes. So if we go back to this structure, it's been in my books for years, of the Hunger Games Society. You have a pyramid, and at the top of the pyramid is a tiny few people that we could call them the 1%. They're tiny few people, the elite. At the bottom of this pyramid are planned to be pretty much the rest of humanity in servitude via dependency, watch current events, upon the elite, and in between the two, to hold that status quo in permanence, is planned to be not just a police state, but a police military state as they fuse the two eventually, to hold status quo, to stop the mass of people challenging the elite, and to impose the will of the elite upon the people. And this Hunger Games society is designed to be run as a technocracy people can call it fascism, they can call it communism, and in the outplay of it, yes, it's that kind of tyranny, but it's run not even by politicians, but in the end, but by technocrats, and crucially, by control of everything through AI. Thus, who controls AI controls the whole system.
And by the way, you said this 20 years ago. I said it 20 years ago from their own statements. Now they're all over the news that this is official. There's no speculation now. This is it.
Yeah. So what we're seeing, because, you know, I've been saying for years, you know, way back when people were saying, oh, it's just a conspiracy theory, that, you know, this whole situation that we're now seeing unfold around us has been worked towards step by step, what I call the totalitarian tiptoe, decade after decade after decade. But I said way back, there's going to come a point where it has to break the surface where we can see it, or it's not going to transform society in the way that it wants. And so what we're seeing now is that breaking of the surface big time. And
that's
gone.
Right. On a Richter scale, previous attempts were just conditioning. It is now totally like a submerged submarine, blasted up. You ever seen a sub come up quick and it shoots up like 20 feet in the air, 60 feet in the air? It is like a submarine, you know, doing a quick surfacing. Guys, pull up submarine, nuclear submarine does fast surface. You'll see it explode out. Set the water's calm. Boom. They finally had to launch their sneak attack, like Hitler building up his troops in World War II. We saw them build up, but suddenly blitzkrieg. They've now blitzkrieg. They've launched the full assault.
And what they've done is they've moved from hiding it to selling it. So they've been hiding what the smart grid AI control system is all about. But now they're breaking the surface because they have to bring it in. So now they've gone to sales pitch. And that is that connecting the human brain to AI, so AI becomes the human mind, it will make us gods. So that's the sales pitch. And the sales pitch with what's going on now is this virus is deadly. And unless you give up all your freedoms and allow the few to control everything and dictate everything, there is going to be mass deaths and consequences for humans. So this is part of moving from hiding it to selling it. And people need to ask a few questions. Let's look at old people here. We are being asked to believe around the world, in America and in this country, big time in this country, in Britain, that a system that treats old people with absolute contempt, that in this country has them paying in from taxation all their lives. Many old people today fought in wars, lost loved ones in wars, elite wars, though they didn't know what they were at the time. They've served society all their lives, and then at the end of their lives, they're played out overwhelmingly with what they call a pension.
Stay there. We got to go back. And before they ever get it, they're killed with a bioweapon. And Bill Gates openly says, kill the old people, and he's the guy openly preparing us for this. Hour number two with David Icke is 2 minutes away. Spread the word now. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're now into the third hour on this March 26th, Thursday live transmission. He was getting into how they're treating the old people, how they claim they care about them so much and want to save them so much when this virus targets them. David Icke, please continue.
Yeah, I was saying, you know, they pay what they call pensioners in this country a sum every month. It is pathetic. And they live out their lives deciding whether to spend their money to stay warm or spend their money to eat. As a result, they eat crap food, toxic food, the worst food. They can't afford anything more. And they can't afford nutrients to boost their immune system, your vitamin A's, your vitamin C's, your vitamin D3's. And no one in the system, even now, by the way, is telling them they need to do that. And now, having treated the elderly like that, generation after generation, and it's getting worse, we are being asked to believe that the entire global economic system must be shut down to protect old people. They don't give a damn about old people. And when they start saying they do, there's a scam going on. And there's a few things, Alex, that relate to this. You will have noticed, many other people I'm sure will have noticed, that there is a clear campaign and agenda in my country, as in yours, to create a wedge, a division between the young and the old. This is the whole Greta Thunberg scenario.
How dare you, old people? We're going to put you up against the wall.
It's you old people who have destroyed the planet and are destroying our lives. It's your fault.
What How do we dare have? You, David Icke? I'm going to get you with my Antifa parents.
Oh, yeah, that's very much the theme of what it's all about. And the thing is that with Brexit in this country, you had another division between it's the old people that want Brexit. They're destroying our lives. We'll wait for them to die and go back in. So there is this division. So what is going to happen? Because it's not about primarily the now, here and now. It's about what's this will reverberate into when people start to realize the world that they knew has gone already, and in weeks, even more so. And a lot of young people and a lot of younger people are going to be saying, this only happened because we were protecting those old people. You'll see a backlash that way. Absolutely.
Oh, why? No. Because Twitter allows the huge promotion of let's kill the boomers and the younger licking toilet seats, hoping to incubate and kill their parents.
Well, that's the thing. This remove the boomers. And what an irony that is, Alex, you know. What an irony that so many people of the generations that the wokers now want to do away with were the flower power anti-establishment counterculture of the 1960s. How ironic. But this is where it's going. And these things will be played out because, you know, I've written in my books for a long time about this plan for what they call the demise pill, where you get to a certain age and you take this pill and you're gone. This is not fantasy.
Logan's Run.
This is not fantasy. This is what they tell you if you look at the insiders and what they say. And therefore, while it seems to be protecting old people now, actually, this is going to be turned against them eventually. And when I'm talking about the Hunger Games society, what is going to be the impact of what is being done now around the world?
Stay there. We got to go to 60-second break. Some stations join us. Let's talk about the Hunger Games impact. And I want to ask you, 9/11 clearly is a trigger. Brings us to the next big trigger. The triggers get exponentially bigger. What's the next trigger after this? We'll be right back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Not everyone has been caught in the trance. Not everyone is under the spell of the Fallen One and his operatives who are trying to create the post-human future and are now admitting it and worshiping their AI gods that demand all the humans die, and then they will give them ascension to the next level in the Silicon world and the universe they've created outside of this one. And then, of course, the big Illuminati head, Arthur C. Clarke, Childhood's End. We upload, give up our bodies,
the little devils with the red devils with horns lovingly help us transcend. Then they blow the planet up. Nice folks. That's the inventor of the telecommunications satellite and the guy that wrote 2001 Space Odyssey. It's all in your face. We'll get some into that with David Icke coming up later. What's really behind it? Everybody's ready for the truth. They don't even attack me when I talk about this anymore. Everybody deep down knows it. The globalists admit it. They're not atheist folks. They're tapped into the bad guys. But David Icke, you're talking about how they're now playing young off against old. They're openly on Fox News going, it's the young people spreading it. And then they tell the young people, it's the old people that are causing all this. Divide and conquer. Get rid of your grandma. But if 9/11, your new book, The Trigger, which I guess you were prescient, you know, coming out with 4 months ago about, you were on with us then, you said, there'll be a next big trigger. And we talked about, will it be a bio attack? Folks should go back to that interview. And so it's obviously manufactured, but it's meant to be a simulant where they know what it'll do. They know who it will target so they can control it to create that division, that maximum fear, that martial law precedent. So they can also be blamed on economies and nationalist presidents. But with David Icke here with us, finish up your thought on that. And then the next big trigger and what you're expecting to come next from these anti-human operatives.
Well, if I just quickly finish the point about the old people, there's another little angle on this. You know, I mentioned earlier that they're now standing in line, as you say, in America, queuing, as we say in Britain, outside supermarkets, 6 feet apart, going right off into the distance. Well, old people are in those lines. And, you know, we've had a couple of sunny days in Britain, but we'll have days of pouring rain and biting wind. And those lines will still be there, and there'll be old people in them. What do you think that's going to do to their health? And then you've got people locked away. So especially if they haven't got a garden, they are kept out of the sun. What do they say about these coronaviruses? Oh, yeah, they die when it gets warm. That's why they happen in the winter. Okay, why? Oh, because of the sunshine. Yeah, okay. So why are you locking people away from the sunshine? It makes no sense because it's not about health. It is about control. And as I was saying earlier, if you look at that Hunger Games pyramid, few at the top, the police military state enforcing the status quo, and then the rest of humanity, independency on the few. What is going to happen? What is happening now to all those people who own small business and even bigger business? And all those people employed by them, those 15 odd million people in the restaurant industry alone in the United States, where are they going to go? Where are they going now? They're falling into that lower echelon of the Hunger Games society. Because you see, while people have an independence of income and an independence of livelihood, they are not dependent upon the elite. So you destroy that. This is what this is about. And therefore, you create dependency. And there's one thing that I'm seeing. I've had to smile to myself and shake my head a few times in the last little while. They're now talking about, oh, well, you know, well, with people losing their jobs and AI taking jobs. What we need is a guaranteed income because we're nice people. We are, you know, we want to give you some money every month. Now, this is how that works. This is what it's really about. You give people a guaranteed income that is, see, British pension, derisory, and keeps them at a living level and a choice and opportunity level that's down there at the bottom rung of the Hunger Games society. But it doesn't end there. You say to them, I'm going to come to China in a second, oh, but we only pay you if you behave the way we say you should behave. Oh, by the way, if you don't want to take the guaranteed income because you don't want the consequences and the strings that come with it, where else are you going to earn your living? There's no jobs anymore. Remember that big pandemic that actually, you know, wasn't?
So it's beyond, it's demand, just domestication. It's removing a human environment of any type of self-sufficiency. And they admit that. And now the UK is saying, if you are racist, which means anything they define, like being Brexit, then you're going to be denied health care. So it's really a very nightmarish, meat-grinding system. It's a system to divide off groups, have them destroyed by the other groups that think they're part of the winning team, but then you just start shaving off more and more of the groups until there's nobody. And finally, the paramilitary force is replaced with robots, and then it's a post-human world.
There was a quote, I'll summarize it, by Winston Churchill, who talked about people feeding and supporting the dragon, the serpent, in the hope that it would eat them last. And that's so prevalent in society today. The woke mentality, if young people watching this, if you're in any way woke, the woke mentality is a creation of this 1% elite to get you to demand your own prison cell. And it is no coincidence whatsoever that what is demanded by the climate hoax, the human-caused climate hoax to save the world, are the same ticked boxes of this virus. We had Prince Charles going to Davos and the World Economic Forum not so long ago, a matter of weeks ago, calling for a new economic system to save the planet by 2030, this ever-recurring year.
And that's what they say. Don't leave your house. You've got to work from home. You've got to be authorized by a computer to be in a car or eat meat. School children in the UK, as you know, are shown those films about Megapolis, where in the future. So yes, this is the whole Green Deal, Greta Thunberg, Rothschild carbon credit, now being run via a virus.
It all connects together. And I've got a quote here. You may have come across it, which is absolutely brilliant. It's by a Professor Dr. Sukharit Bhakdi. And this guy's a highly acclaimed infectious medicine specialist in Germany. And he's one of these kind of people who's come out and, you know, spoken against the narrative. And there's a lot of these people, but they just don't get in the mainstream media. And he was asked what he thought from a virus response point of view of these lockdowns. And he said they are grotesque, absurd, and very dangerous. All these measures are leading to self-destruction and collective suicide because of nothing but a spook. And one of the things, one of the effects of this, Alex, as this lockdown let's not mess with words, puts people under house arrest, in effect. It's going to have massive psychological problems and impacts upon them as well, being in that confined space all the time, day after day, week after week. All this is part of it as well, because in the end, it's a psychological game. And the way it works is this. The way this system works is this. And we've seen this so blatantly. In the last
David,
few
we
got
to go to break. Tell us how the system works. I 100% agree. Genius layout of this. Thank God for David Icke. They've got their AI and their globalist system. We've got David Icke. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. David Icke's our guest. This is the Alex Jones Show, broadcasting worldwide. Thanks for your support. On over 200 radio stations, TV stations, and, of course, the internet at band.video. David pointed out that the economic attack will kill a lot of people. Trump concurred with that. In fact, he talked about it a few days ago.
Continues to mobilize every segment of our society to turn the tide in the battle against the virus. I want Americans to know that we will get through this challenge. The hardship will end. It will end soon. Normal life will return, and our economy will rebound. We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. This is not a country that was built for this. It was not built to be shut down. At the end of the 15-day period, we'll make a decision as to which way we want to go, where we want to go, the timing. And essentially, we're referring to the timing of the opening. Essentially, the opening of our country. We have 160, almost 160 million jobs in this country now. The most ever, by far the most ever. The number of jobs, almost 160 million. So we can't turn that off and think it's going to be wonderful. There'll be tremendous repercussions. There will be a tremendous death from that. Death. You know, you're talking about death. Probably more death from that than anything that we're talking about with respect to the virus.
That's right. University of Chicago and others found between 6 and 8 million, I just say 7 million, starved to death during the Great Depression. Same thing happened in Europe, Weimar, Germany. This is a shorter segment, long segment coming up. David Icke, you're on fire today as usual. You were saying during the break, though, the good news is this is backfiring at some level. There's a huge awakening in that the globalists are having to accelerate because of desperation. Let's talk about some good news here.
Yeah, just very quickly. I have problems with Donald Trump in relation to the blank check to Israel. But what he said there is absolutely right. I just hope he has the backbone to stick with it for the sake of the future of America here, because the cure is going to be fatal. It already is fatal. And the idea that we destroy entire economies, the global economy, on the basis of a virus that the overwhelmingly vast majority not only recover from, but have, quote, very mild symptoms or no symptoms at all. And by the way, when you start to look at the figures, it's very clear that more people have this virus and have had this virus than has ever come to light. We just had a study at Oxford University that reported this week that was talking about the fact that this virus came into Britain, not when it first seemed to appear, but at the latest in early January. Now, just 2 weeks before that point, I had every symptom of the coronavirus in December. Everyone. My son, Gareth, had everyone.
By the way, everyone says that. Everyone says that. So when they, and it turns out a lot of people did have it, when they test people now, when the antibody test comes out, they're going to find that out.
Yeah. But the thing is that, I mean, I almost never get ill. That's why I remember it so well.
By the way, even New Yorker magazine says that the Oxford model shows that you're right, David, that your own government and universities believe that's the case.
Yeah. But the thing is that I never stopped working. It weren't very pleasant for a few days, but I never stopped working. And my immune system sorted it out. No doctor necessary, and certainly not a dismantling of the world economy necessary. But this is the point. As they're finding more and more people have actually had it and have recovered fine from it, some not even knowing they had it, the death ratio of people having it to people who die gets smaller and smaller and smaller. Do you know they're saying that there's this anomaly in Germany? Their death rate is so much smaller than anywhere else. Well, the thing is, they are testing people, and then they're more aware of the number who've had it or the number who've got it in mild form, which is what it is, the overwhelming amount of time. And therefore, because they see the numbers who have it, the ratio of people who die, 0.5%, the last I saw in Germany, gets smaller and smaller. So, you know, it's not – they say statistics never lie, but statistics don't tell you what the situation is. The people who compile the statistics – tell you what the situation is, and it's the situation that they...
Well, that's just like AI. They're always saying, oh, the great computer will decide when you live and when you die and how much food you get and what you go to school to be. But who programs it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's very simple. And this is why, Alex, computer models are being used for this and why they're used for climate change.
Like you said, by 2017, all ice caps were supposed to be melted and all the computer models. Horse manure. And we know they put false data in on purpose.
Yeah, the point is, with a computer model, it's ever so simple. If you want a result out, oh, look, this is what's going to happen, you make sure the data goes in to be processed that's going to come out with that result. And that's what they've done with the computer virus, with the computer modeling for this virus. And that's what they're using to pressure even
resistance. No, but you're right. They're hyping up these. That's been proven. The death rate gets lower and lower the more people they find. So it is a computer virus. It is a made-up hysteria virus. I mean, it's a real virus that kills people, but the hype is a computer virus.
Yeah, I mean, let's not forget, in 2017, 2018, 45 million Americans got flu in that season.
Sorry, worse than that. CDC said 80 million. I thought that was the number. We looked it up. 80 million CDC, but, Chicago Tribune.
But the CDC death figures...
80,000, sorry.
...are officially between 60,000 and 80,000 in 2017, 2018 from flu. Now, did the economy shut down? Were we standing 6 feet apart from each other to buy the tea? No, we weren't, because that was not something that they wanted to happen at that time. Now they do. So basically the same situation is getting hyped out of all proportion. And unfortunately, vast numbers of people buy it because they get no other information outside of the mainstream, and they still look at mummy daddy state, even though they were lied to about 9/11. They were lied to about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. They've been lied to over and over and over again. And people say, oh, politicians, you can't trust them. Oh, the state, you can't trust it. And then they go ahead and do just that in a situation like this. But as you said, what is happening? You know, I said a long time ago, you know, this has got to get really bad before enough people wake up and see it. Because it's so easy to say, oh, conspiracy theory sometime over the rainbow.
David, stop there. This was a shorter segment, long segment. I want to get into this critical point. Of all these critical points, this is one of the paramount ones for me. So we'll go to break. Got a nice long 10-minute plus segment coming up. I want you to really get into the silver lining in this cloud and more. DavidIke.com. He has his new book, The Trigger. Find it at DavidIke.com. Critical book. I read it. Amazing. To understand this new trigger, you've got to understand the last big trigger. We'll talk about the next big triggers coming. I'll tell you what I think as well. There couldn't be a more important discussion. You got David Icke and Alex Jones together, two of the preeminent people out there fighting the globalists, and you, the biggest audience out there of activists of every race, color, and creed, who love justice and understand that there's a pro-human future together. We'll be right back. Stay with us. So 30 minutes of the next hour, we'll open the phones up for your quick questions or comments to David Icke. The toll-free number is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. When he leaves us the last 30 minutes, I'll take calls. Continued after that, 877-789-2539. International line, dial the U.S. country code 512-646-1776. Your chance to talk to the one, the only, David Icke. First-time callers, let's do that today, 877-789-ALEX. Or 512-646-1776. Let me do this first. We have the biggest storable food company in the United States. They've been around 12 years. They became the biggest because they have high-quality food at a very low price. In fact, you can't get storable food at a lower price, period. It lasts 25 years. It's high quality. And I told you that they sold so much, they had to stop to make sure they could ship out all the other stuff. They had five factories at that time. They opened two more up. They just told me yesterday, okay, we can take food orders again. And it's not about this virus, folks. It's about the globalist. And it's about the economy and wanting to cancel the election. And if you think Trump beats this and we beat this, they're not going to throw something else. They don't want you to be self-sufficient. That's why we have the biggest seed vault, 8 different brands of high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds at super low prices. You can order now and plant a garden. In Spain, they're ordering people not to be in their own yard. We call it a yard in the U.S. It's called a garden in Europe or in England. As people used to plant stuff in their yard, even in the city. Tomato plants, zucchini, eggplant, onions, potatoes. Everybody should get into this. You're meant to do it anyways. We have a huge spectrum. In fact, one of the biggest online stores for non-GMO heirloom seeds. We have 8 different brands. We have fruit tree seeds. We have everything at InfoWarsStore.com. And we can take your orders again for storable food because they have it. And they have the factories to package it and produce it and get it to you. No one else out there does. They're liars. Or I'd have them as sponsors be selling their food. And people have found that out now. Also, a high-quality multivitamin, multi-mineral. Real Red Pill Plus has all the highest quality vitamins and minerals, including zinc, that the media won't tell you about and what it does. This doesn't have vitamin, it has some vitamin C in it, but you need a big dose of vitamin C, so get green leafy vegetables. The point is, it's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. This is 50% off. I lowered the price when I noticed it was selling out last week because it has zinc in it, from 25% off to 50% off, so we don't profit off of this disaster. I want you to get a high-quality product and get a great result and believe in us so you become a regular customer to keep us on air. And you have kept us on air, so I salute you all and I thank you. Now, going back to David Icke. David, I want to get into solutions here and I want to get into positive things, but I want to get into the bottom of the rabbit hole here because you've been a real trailblazer on that, from researching the ancient texts of the Sumerians and traveling to Africa and meeting with the tribes there and going to Peru. And I've kind of reverse engineered a lot of what you said, and it's the only thing that makes sense. Now the globalists, the Elon Musk and others admit that they believe that they've broken through to other dimensions with the ayahuasca, the DMT. They're communicating with these fallen ones that in every culture demanded human sacrifice, demanded these destructive systems be set up that are anti-human. And now we're building towards some event. But let's get back to where we were on them pushing too far and on the big awakening that's happening and why you think they did this, even though it's backfiring, and where you think it's going, David Icke.
Well, they have a target. They have a target period of around 2030 when they want so much in place that they've been planning to put there for a long time. And when the timescale falls behind, then they come in with these events. 9/11 was a classic, which push the agenda forward in big leaps. I mean, you take this virus situation out, you take 9/11 out, and they would not be where they are in their timeline to their end game. So this is what they do. They do these things to push things along. Now, from here, I can see a lot of shocks, you might say. They want to keep shocking us, and the more shocks that people get, the more fear they generate, and fear always looks outside of itself for protection from what it's being manipulated to fear. So with this virus situation, you have people demanding their freedoms are taken away. You have people like Piers Morgan and the media here in Britain demanding that freedom is taken away. This is what happens when people fall into fear. So we're going to see more of that. And, you know, the reason that I have written so much and researched so much about the nature of reality itself is because without understanding that, we cannot fully understand how we're being manipulated and to what end and how it's being done. You know, while we're sitting here believing in a certain kind of reality, a solid reality where everything's apart from everything else, this elite is has an understanding of what reality really is, which is extremely malleable, a bit like, if you like, Wi-Fi. It's very malleable. It's not solid. That's illusory. It's holographic, illusory solid. Now, so you have this situation where you've got this elite that understands how reality works and how we are only perceiving a tiny band of frequency, which we call the world, but it's only like a television channel within an infinite reality of other realities, dimensions, etc. So they understand how reality works and what this reality is, and they keep it from us. So that puts them immediately in a phenomenal position of power because they understand what the world really is, and they give us a fake version of it. And you know, they call them secret societies for a reason, especially when you get into the satanic level of secret societies where they really have the knowledge. They call them secret because they keep secrets. And the big secret that they want to keep from humanity is the nature of reality itself, because without understanding that, we can't understand what they actually are. And I'll tell you what they are, this elite. I'm not saying everyone who's an agent of the elite, no, no. But this elite at its core, not only are they not human, they are biological AI software programs. That's what they are. You know, we're reaching the point now. If I had said, I did say that a long time ago, and people go, "Oh, that's mad, that Ike's mad." But now, as technology moves on, we're starting to see.
The globalists say the Holy Grail is preparing yourself to attain that.
Yeah, but they're already there. That's the point. Now, this explains something else. The key element in the personality of this elite, and of course, they interbreed with each other. Royalty did it, and now we have
heartless dark, and they're cold-blooded and they're robotic.
They have dark suit royalty in the interbreeding of these big elite families. It's just the same as royalty. They just don't call it royalty anymore. And so you have a situation where if I, with this computer in front of me, wrote something really, really nasty and psychopathic and horrible and sent it, then the computer would not have any emotional consequence with that. It's got no empathy. It's got no emotional. It's got no feelings. It would just process that information and deliver it. Now, this is the dynamic, you know, and it's funny. You know, people who follow religions, I've heard them say that Ike's mad and they're always saying this. Well, hold on a minute. It's amazing how many things that I've said and written about in this alleged far out area that are actually supported by the religions.
No, you're absolutely right. We're going to come right back and get right into it straight ahead. David Ike's our guest. Your calls are coming up.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
All right, about 40 minutes, David Icke leaves us. We'll be taking your calls for the first 30 minutes of the next hour. But these articles are coming out at Infowars.com with the press conferences. Dallas-Fort Worth, where I'm from, they have announced they can commandeer your homes and take your property, violating the don't quarter troops in your home. I mean, this is a power grab, untold. This is total hysteria. And we have articles where in Spain, you can't go in your backyard. They're telling young girls, you know, get off the beach. This is just all these authoritarian states are using this. It is so disgusting. And again, as David Icke earlier said, CDC reported 80,000 people died of the flu, if you believe that. They say it's an estimate 2018. That's what they estimate will die of this year. But there's Gordon Brown calling for world government, ladies and gentlemen. An invisible enemy with an invisible system to take all your rights. Unbelievable. 20,000 have died worldwide, many of them from really other symptoms. Less than die in the U.S. every year of flu, but it's the end of the world. Total AI surveillance, total control. David Icke, continuing, you said they've woken a lot of people up. Let's get into that. And then talk about the next big trigger. Explain these trigger events, these big jumps forward in tyranny.
Yeah, well, I just finished that point I was saying about who these people are. They're biological software programs. They are AI. They're a form of AI. Now, that means they don't have empathy. That means they do not have emotion. So they cannot put themselves in the position of those they affect. So there are no limits. We have an emotional fail-safe mechanism called empathy, where we can put ourselves in the feelings of those we affect, which limit our actions. They don't have that. So there are no limits. So if you look just at the economic devastation that even now will happen if it stopped today, they couldn't care less about that, just like the crash of 2008 when they were throwing people out of their homes, some of the banks, for out of homes they didn't even lend money on. So they have no empathy. But AI is a way of processing information very efficiently. And so they are very clever. They're not wise, and certainly not in any way what we would call human, but they're very clever. And they're very clever with technology and very clever with that whole manipulation of human psychology.
Like a spider is very good at weaving a web, but they're very mechanical. Each spider species always weaves the same web. I've noticed different classes of the psychopaths, David, but I've also noticed higher level with what they believe are entities that they try to prepare themselves by doing horrible crimes and things. So they'll be, you know, cut off from God so they can enter them. They actually enjoy the hurting children and enjoy the torture and feeding on the energy. So the servant class just doesn't have feelings and follows orders. But the dark ones, the spider itself enjoys the meal.
They feed off human low vibrational emotion. The more fear, anxiety, depression, all these low vibrational emotions, they feed off that. You know, in the Matrix movies where the Morpheus character held up the battery and said the machines have turned us into one of these, that was symbolically accurate because they feed off low vibrational human emotion. It's like an energy source to them. But, you know, because what is low vibrational human emotion? It is electromagnetic energy. It is a power source that they use. And I don't know if you will remember, I'm sure you will. I nearly fell off my seat in the cinema when I saw it. It was a Disney movie called Monsters, Inc., where the main character was a gigantic eye, you know, one eye, all-seeing eye. And the theme of this Monsters, Inc. was that the monster world did not have an energy source. So they used to go into and they had this power station in the monster world, and to power this power station, they went into the human world, and they went into, in the movie script, children's bedrooms, and they frightened them, terrified them, and as the child emitted the fear, they caught it in a tube and then took it back to the monster world, and that was that power source. In a animated movie, which seems to be like just a children's story, absolutely captured this dynamic that I'm talking about. They don't want people having joy and love and high vibrational energy. They want people in a low state. And so
David, I believe they're doing this to block the big awakening because your Skype's breaking up. So while it reconnects, let's just wait a moment. I hope you can hear me. Just wait a second. I remember you on my show. You've been coming on 20 years at least, but I remember you in the early 2000s, 2003, 2004, saying by the year 2016, there'll be a giant global awakening. Then they're going to counterstrike in 2020. And then that next decade will be all these wars and attacks and systems to try to make us submit while they totally emerge around 2020. Now, our YouTube channel had, you know, billions and billions of views. Those interviews were up there. People can find them, hopefully, and send them to us. I couldn't, but I remember you. You wrote about this in books, so it's on record. How in the hell did you envision all this 2016, 2020, they emerge? I mean, what the hell are you jacked into?
Well, I could explain this both from that point of view and what they're doing.
How did you know in 2003 that there'd be a global awakening against the globalists in 2016? They'd counterstrike 2020. You said it every time you were on the show.
Well, you know, you can look at events and see where they're going, but I'll just explain this. We are enslaved by self-identifying with our labels, our name, our religion, our race, all these things. They are experiences. They're not us, they're experiences. And what the real I is consciousness, a point of attention, I call human beings, within an infinite stream of consciousness. Now, that point of attention can be myopic, and that's what this this cabal wants. That's what they work
it's
for.
It's trying
that's
to raid the group collective and direct it.
That's why they want us to believe that we are just our names and just our bodies. And
because
we have
they're trying to capture spirits in this dimension in a prison and have us work for them.
And that's what they are trying to do. They're trying to lock what I call five sense awareness into this bubble of perception. And once they've isolated five sense perception in that bubble, they then feed that bubble isolated awareness information, which becomes what? The perception of that five sense awareness, which becomes the behavior of the five sense awareness. Now, if you realize that your labels are transitory experiences and what you are is consciousness having those experiences, you start to expand as your expansion of self-identity goes out into the great beyond. So does your awareness, and you start to tap in to levels of consciousness information.
Well, I was about to say, because that's what happens to me. I knew they were going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on bin Laden and use it to take rights. And I said it on air, and I just knew. And that's what you're talking about, is they don't want us to do that. They want us controlled with only their information at us so that we never understand that.
Well, you know, you've brought up a key word there, which I use all the time and I have for 30 years. No. I'll give you a bit of body language. I'm thinking. I know. I just know. Look at the body language when we say those things. From the heart, what we call the heart, not the physical heart, the energetic heart, we connect out into the great beyond. And we know. I just know. This is, our body is telling us where it's coming from.
We know Brian Stelter's evil. We know Hillary's evil without even looking at their deeds. You just know.
But the mind thinks. And why does it think? Because it doesn't know. It's trying to work it out. This doesn't think. It just knows. We call it intuition, whatever you want to call it. So when you're tapping into those things, you can get information, awareness, knowing that you can't get when you are entrapped only in five cents.
And that's why Trump said the deepest thing he ever did was to be shallow. People said that's a ridiculous statement. No, you just know, and that's never wrong. The problem is you can think you know, thinking with your brain, you can misinterpret the knowing.
Yeah. So let's take this on to the elite and this AI agenda. You know, psychopaths, because that's what they are, like Elon Musk, while this is going on, are sending up more and more satellites. He says 42,000 up there. There are other companies. There's a British one that's doing the same. And what they're doing is creating, and I've been writing this in the books for years and years.
Don't hang up. Stay right there. 31, David Icke, you're on fire as usual, but particularly today, you're in fuego. We'll be right back, and I'm going to get to the heart of this with you and the servant class of the globalists, which are these psychopaths, but what's above that? Oh, my gosh. It's all real, folks. We'll be right back. Hour number four, straight ahead. All right, moving quick here. David Icke is our guest. Your calls are coming up next segment. We got something really crazy we're going to show you next segment, so be sure to stay with us. But, David, you're awesome. You're on fire, doing a great job. You got cut off by the break, the point we're making. And then the next I want to get into, you're saying they've miscalculated, though, that the awakening's huge. Let's speak to some of that, but finish your last point.
Sure. So if we take what I was saying about reality and the whole focus, the whole strategy of control by this elite, this non-human force, is to isolate human perception only in five sense reality. Because when they do that, people are only getting their information to form their perceptions from within five sense reality, which is their sources of communication, Silicon Valley, the mainstream media, etc. And what they are doing with this, these thousands of satellites, tens of thousands eventually, that are going up now, not least thanks to people like Elon Musk, friends in jail for crimes against humanity with the key thrown mid-Atlantic, and he's not alone either. Because what they're doing is putting these satellites up, and they're firing at the Earth because they want to create a situation of what I was have been calling in my books over the years a technological sub-reality, a massive technologically generated electromagnetic field, think Wi-Fi, with which allows AI to be connected to the human mind anywhere in the world. That's why they want to cover every inch of the planet. And once they connect to AI and put in place this electromagnetic technological bubble, the sub-reality, then even more than ever before, human five-sense awareness will be disconnected from expanded awareness beyond it. Because obviously, you know, we operate on certain frequencies and expanded awareness operates on other frequencies, and we have to expand our own minds, open our minds, classic, exactly what it is, so that we can connect with these other frequencies of consciousness, not some alien in a spaceship, our own consciousness, other levels of ourselves. And then we start to, we have a point of reference then. Instead of being in the world and of the world, as in the bubble, the five-sense bubble, we are in the world in the sense that we're interacting with
but not of it.
But we're not on the world in terms of our total point of perception.
Well, that's what the Bible says. Let me raise this. Elon Musk comes out and says, oh, I'm against the AI gods. Then he says, everybody needs a brain chip. And this year he's trying to sell kiosk where a robot puts a bunch of wires in your head. I mean, it's just crazy. And when you see him give speeches, we'll cover this next segment, his eyes look completely blasted and they're big, giant black pupils. So we're going to talk about that next segment. David, give me a minute on this.
I said earlier that what this is planned to be is a technocracy run by experts and engineers and scientists and bureaucrats. Elon Musk's grandfather was the head of the Technocracy Party in Canada in the 1930s. He's not doing what he's doing with SpaceX and Tesla and Neuralink by accident. He's there because he's the one who's chosen to do it. This whole thing about, oh, AI could be the end of humanity. Yeah, okay, Elon. So why are you helping to make it happen? Because it can't happen without satellites creating this sub-reality of Wi-Fi 5G. The man's a complete bloody fraud. And these are the people, these Silicon Valley technocrats, who need calling out and not worshipping as some kind of celebrity. These people are enslaving the world via technology. The great horrors of the endgame are not possible without what they're doing. Call them out. Never mind, oh, there's that Elon Musk. You know, this celebrity nonsense, he's destroying human society with what he's doing.
And notice they're all supposed to give up their humanity, and we're supposed to chop our son's genitals off, and that's the new sacrament for the new ruling class, is goblin-like creatures in wigs. We'll be right back with David Icke on the other side. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
We live.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
They live, we sleep. But if we stop sleeping, it's the end of this anti-human, post-human project that's now all over the news. And under the Green Deal, they want you locked up in your house. Well, now the virus is here right on time. David Icke's our guest. I want to go to some of your phone calls. Sherry, Jordan, Brian, Kevin, Steve, Fish, Jeff, and a few others in the time we have left. You've been really gracious with us. DavidIcke.com. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Dave, we were talking during the break about the shark eyes of these individuals. I remember Mark Cornkey 25 years ago would talk about that. You talk about that. I've met Janet Reno, been like 10 feet from her, and she was not even she was under heavy lights, and she had pupils all the way out. You couldn't even see the irises. And Tim Cook is in all these interviews for Vice and for CNN under bright lights in his face. You or I would have tiny little pupils. But if a cop pulled him over, he'd arrest him and say, what do you want? PCP, methamphetamine, 4 hits of LSD. I mean, 1 hit of LSD doesn't do that in my experience. People I've known that have taken it. And of course, that's a Photoshop photo. That's a joke. But he really looks like that in these videos. Let's show Brian Stelter now. I know folks that work at CNN, it's come out in leaks. Brian Stelter literally walks around going like this, going, ah, Ah, just like I'm so powerful with a weird Joker face. They're like possessed by something. And so they're not just sociopaths or psychopaths. Some of them act like demon goblins. I mean, would you let your child anywhere near that creature? And then let's you know, show people Elon Musk now everywhere. His eyes are totally wide open. Is it a brain chip? Is it a bunch of amphetamines? We know they use a lot of drugs in Silicon Valley. David, you know, you've got a lot of contacts. What in the hell is going on with these people?
Well, let me tell you a story. Long time ago, before I was into any of this stuff, I was working at the BBC and was a national spokesman for the British Green Party. Not for very long, but I'm glad I was. It did not serve me well in understanding the green mentality today. But anyway, I was invited onto a television program. It was an election program with results were coming in for the European elections. And I turned up, and the lady who met me took me into the makeup room, and the door was open. So I walk in, and to me, there's no one there. The room seemed empty. It's a makeup room. And the lady says, oh, someone will be along to see you in a minute, and walks out. So I sit down, and I'm staring at the mirror. And then something caught my eye just to my right. And I turn around, and sitting behind the door, which is why I couldn't see him, waiting to have his makeup taken off, he'd just been interviewed on the show, was a guy called Ted Heath, who was a former prime minister of Britain. He was the one, more than anyone else, that got us into the European Union. He actually signed us in to call the common market then. And it was this was an experience which made sense later when I started to understand what the world was about. So I nodded to him, you know, all right, mate, yeah. And he looks at me, and he doesn't acknowledge me. He doesn't move. He actually did move. He turned and looked towards me with a swivel seat. And he looks at me, and he never moved, but his eyes started at the top of my head and slowly went down to my feet, like you were scanning me, and then went back again, and he had this quizzical, strange look on his face, like, But the key point was this. While he was doing it, his eyes went totally black. And I mean the entire eye, no whites, no pupils, nothing, entirely black. And it was, I described this to people afterwards. It was like looking into two black holes, looking through.
Exactly.
Him.
It was like the other dimension was right there. Well, I've told the story growing up in Dallas, the richest county in Texas at the time.
AI shell. Yep. His body's an AI shell. And I was looking through to what is actually, driving these people. They are literally biological AI software programs, and that's why they act as they do. And because they don't have what people call a soul, this energetic field of vitality, their eyes look dead because there's no vibrance, there's no if you like, no soul there. And then, you know, I said earlier about religions. Well, Christianity calls this phenomenon demons. Islam calls it the jinn. The Gnostic people call them the archons. The Zulus call them the Chitahuri. They are the same. It's the same phenomenon, just in different names. And people talk about the soulless ones. Well, an AI machine's not got a soul, has it? And that's what we're dealing with. Once we start to realize what the dynamic is.
So you're saying the aliens are among us, the fallen ones, like the Bible says. The Bible says that they would walk around, there'd be angels too that look like normal men. That's all in the Old Testament. You're saying that's what they are.
This whole theme of the fallen angels in biblical terms, that's exactly the force I'm talking about. You know, what we need to do, religions and non-religious people like me, bricks and mortar religion, as my father used to call it, but everyone to their own. We need to come together and see that actually in different ways, we are in so many areas actually telling the same story.
Well, here's the thing I know, David, we need to go to calls, is that the globalists are anti-human. They say all humans must die to then transcend. This sounds like an alien transmission. It's just psychotic, and they actually run things, and they're actually doing it. Let's take a call. Sherry in Ohio has a question for David Icke. Sherry, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello. I know you've mentioned a lot the draconian entities and the darkness and the chaos that they're instilling in humanity to take us over. However, I know that there has to be, you know, if there's the dark, there has to be the light. And, you know, I feel very strongly that there are also benevolent entities that are here that want to help us, that want to help us defeat the dark. I know I sound insane if I say that I've come in contact with one because I have become aware beyond my five senses. Some crazy things have happened to me, things that I've felt and seen. I have started reading your books. I can't believe that I got in, you know, to actually call you. I feel like little steps along the way are leading me to figure out in my own way what is going on. And I know that I'm supposed to help. I know I'm supposed to, you know, spread the love and the peace and the light. And I just, I hope that I can trust in the benevolent forces, because overall they are probably going to be helping the rest of humanity.
Well, ma'am, let me just say this. I mean, here's the thing. Just go out and stand up against evil, and then the God of the universe will show up to that. Some people get into, you know, the spiritual stuff, and they obsess on that all day, and then that takes them over. Just going out being a good person, I think, is the key to this. But regardless, there's a giant awakening happening, and that's what I was trying to tell David earlier. I feel love and good energy coming into the world very strong. That's why I think they're counter-striking. David?
If I could just respond to what's just been said, which was very interesting. People say, where's the cavalry, right? When's the cavalry coming? Well, if the cavalry came into our vibrational state, it wouldn't be the cavalry anymore. It would be five-sense bubbled humans. This expanded awareness, which takes many forms of entities, consciousness, all of it, we have to expand our awareness, raise our frequency, so we sync with it and we become the cavalry. What this elite wants to do is to hold us in low vibrational states of fear, anxiety, depression, all these things, so that we do not connect out there. So what people call the light is all around us. It's sharing the same space that we are.
We just have to connect.
And how do we do that? We open our heart. And we open our heart. And people talk about love, and they see love as weak. Oh, he's into love. Love is the ultimate power, because love does not have that which takes our power away, the ability to fear.
David, don't stay there. Sherry hung up, but she's making great points. Well, let's talk about this when we come back. This is important. We'll be right back with your phone calls, David Icke. Live. David's agreed to do the next segment with us as well. And he's going to get back to his important work. We're very appreciative of that. DavidIcke.com. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The War Room's coming up, 3 p.m. Central with Owen Schroyer. The only power we have is to take action, do the right thing, and have you appreciate it and spread the word. We appreciate you. Everything the globalists do is about taking us out of our natural environment, making us weak, bombarding us with false information, false chemicals, false wavelengths to jam our connection to the universe. And as David said, the lady's worried about, I feel these spiritual forces. How do I know they're good or bad? If you're good and you love justice and freedom and you expand out, evil is not going to resonate and couple with that. It's evil telling you, don't trust it. Don't trust being good. You reach out. God's there. And you can debate that stuff all day. The churches and systems are there to put something in front of it. The priest class to keep you from finding out what's happening. That's what Jesus was saying. If you actually read the New Testament, I got a caller here. Jeff in Canada has a question for you. But David, the proof's in the pudding. You're fighting this anti-human force, and you've been persecuted by the system, and now your worldview is just the worldview of the ancients and the common sense, and it's now the real cosmology. There aren't a lot of atheists anymore out there. There aren't a lot of these top mathematicians go, I see God in this. I see the scientists are proving there's dark matter five times more powerful, as you know, holding the universe in place. So the more we learn, the more we know that this is a creation. I want to take a few calls, but you wanted to speak to what she was saying.
Well, yeah, you know, you've only got to look at the makeup of the universe, which I say is holographic. And, you know, I was writing this.
Well, you said that 30 years ago, and now the science shows that.
Yeah, well, I was, and more and more scientists are now seeing that we are in a holographic reality because it actually removes so many of the alleged mysteries, which can't be explained if it's not holographic.
But what is it that's five times more powerful holding it in place that the math, that the scans show, the dark matter?
Yeah. The thing is, well, you know, people talk about dark matter. I talk about the unseen and the unseen forces. I don't think it's necessarily dark matter in the way that...
by dark, they just mean they can't see it or occult.
Yeah, but they can't see it. They have a different, you know, way of describing it. But it's basically you can't see it. Now, given that we live in a reality where everything that we can see is the most ludicrously narrow band of frequency you can almost imagine. The entire electromagnetic spectrum is, according to mainstream science, about 0.005% of what exists in the universe. Some say it's a bit more, but not much. And visible light, which is the only band of frequency that we can actually see, what we call the visible world, is a smear of the 0.005%.
But isn't that because we couldn't consciously deal with what's actually all around us and what's swimming by? And
No. If we go back to biblical texts, and these texts are repeated in different forms in other non-Christian texts. This whole thing about the sons of God who interbred with the daughters of men, it's a lot more technological and advanced than just procreation, I would say. But the human body has been manipulated. And when consciousness is experiencing through the body, works like a focus, like looking through a spyglass. It focuses your attention in this narrow band of frequency. So our five sense perception only perceives the band of frequency.
And
so
is that the rose colored darkly?
Yeah, but if we don't expand beyond it, then that's all our reality is, and we have to try to make sense of the world and ourselves and what's happening from that myopia. So when people have near-death experiences where suddenly they say they leave the body when the body dies briefly, and they suddenly experience this extraordinary expansion of reality where past, present, and future exist in the same now, what's happened is their consciousness, which has been experiencing this reality in its transitory life we call human, has been released from this focus of attention on this band of visible light, and suddenly it sees what it really is, which is consciousness, not form, not legs and a torso and a head. That's just the vehicle to experience this particular.
Amazing, David. I want to get more calls while you're here with us, but this caller brings it up, and so many Christians, and I'm a Christian, but from the Christianity, I actually see what Christ said, not what the church to say. They get mad at stuff like this. They go, no, it's the doctrine of demons, blah, blah, blah. No, the atheists and people saying there is nothing, you're a machine, it's good. More people I've told have become Christian, real Christians from shows like this, because they finally all make sense instead of the controlled church trying to block people. But see what Jeff in Canada has to say. You're on the air with David Icke. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Hello, David. Pleasure talking
Hello,
to you.
Hello, Jeff.
I've really, really enjoyed the segment so far.
Well, God bless you. What's your question or comment for David Icke?
My question is this. Jesus said that no man can come to him unless he learns of the Father. And I've interpreted that from what David is saying as the God of love. And I believe that that's a free gift for all humanity. The book of Revelation says that eventually everything is going to funnel into Jesus, and that Jesus is the reset for the entire earth, bringing us all back to a state of love and consciousness. And that will be the operating system of the entire cosmos. My question, David, is do you believe in Jesus?
All right, thanks, Jeff.
As an individual, no, I don't. As a symbol of a high frequency human being, and I or a high frequency awareness, that's what I would say more accurately, I have no problem with that. You can call that high frequency awareness whatever you like. And this is the point, because, you know, the Jesus story can be seen in many other periods and cultures with different names and but basically the same story.
Sure, and I'm going to tell some of the listeners, because I'm a Christian, but what turns off a lot of people who aren't Christians is that they're told, if you don't think exactly like I think right now, you're going to hell. And this guy we have on is talking about his view, whereas back in the time of the disciples, they were having debates and arguments with all the other religions and groups in public, and that's the college of ideas, and we don't need our own censorship of discussions within our own ranks. We need to have a larger discussion. Go ahead.
Yeah, but if you take the concept of what Christians call Jesus as a an enlightened, expanded state of awareness, then only through, quote, Jesus, that state of awareness, can you make connection with the what I call the one, the infinite. That makes sense, because when you get pulled into low vibrational states, which is what this cult and this manipulation of our reality is all about, then you are withdrawing a frequency connection, if you like, from this this infinity of love, wisdom, awareness.
Yes, and then Christ is saying you got 100% tie yourself to me to get out of this, and that's true, and that's why the devil worshipers and stuff hate real Christians, is because that's happening and they can't stand it. So regardless, folks, Jesus is real. Just embrace it. Final segment with David Icke. We'll be right back.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we got a load of phone lines. Folks want to talk to David Icke. He's our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt. Real quick question or comment, Matt. You're on the air with David Icke. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how's it going, David and Alex?
Welcome, sir.
Big fan of yours, Alex. I've listened to you for years, and I'm not going to keep you too long because I know you have a load of phone lines. I did want to promote, before I ask your question, your bone broth product is excellent. It gives you energy, gives you clarity, better than any of the protein shakes you can buy in stores. So I love using that stuff. It's excellent. But anyways, to the question, I wanted to ask you all about Trump signing into at the 5G Secure Beyond Act of 2020. He just signed that into on March 23rd.
Well, Israel banned it, who invented it. Switzerland's banning it, and it absolutely surveils you and fries you. David Icke, your take on 5G. And Trump, I think, did a terrible, terrible thing allowing that to come to us.
Yeah, well, you see, a lot of the things, whether it's Trump or Boris Johnson or whoever, you see, they're not often aware of what they're dealing with.
Exactly.
And therefore they make decisions based on being ignorant of what they're being involved in. 5G has to be brought in as part of this whole virus scenario, because one of the things that 5G does is devastate the immune system.
Oh, it's on record that viruses are 3 or 4 times, depending on the study, worse. Exactly. Once 5G is activated, David Icke, you ought to come on for an hour sometime, and what you would do if you were prime minister. How about David Icke for prime minister?
The point is that these electromagnetic technological frequencies, and of course 5G is a big step up from even what we've had before, and they're destructive enough. They basically dismantle and kill biological life, with one or two exceptions. I think it's about 3 exceptions. One of those exceptions is viruses.
Oh.
It increases their power.
Uh-huh.
Elon Musk, you really should be in jail for crimes against humanity, because what is going to happen once this this 5G is being fired at every area of the earth? So, and by the way, I've just got a quick quote here, Alex. It's by a guy called Arthur Furstenberg. He's the author of a book called The Invisible Rainbow, A History of Electricity and Life. And this is what he said in 2018. And this is what that book's all about. This is before 5G and before the coronavirus. Every time we have dramatically changed the properties of the Earth's magnetic field with a big step up in technological radiation, whether it's intense radar, which goes back to around the time of the Spanish flu, etc., it has had dramatic effects on health down here on Earth. And the following year, after he said that, 5G was introduced, and now we've got this going on. So,
and it started in Wuhan, where they rolled it out.
Yep, where they rolled it out. And what's happening now, I mean, they've just rolled it out in 21 more towns and cities in Britain while this virus is going on. That's another point. While everyone's focused, oh, coronavirus, what the heck else is doing and going on? And what's going on while people are locked up in their homes, basically? This is a great opportunity for them to push a lot of things
on. And let's
on.
Go further. So, they have an area of thousands of square miles in West Virginia where the government doesn't allow any radio because they've got secret systems trying to contact aliens. That's admitted, New York Times, where the internet ends. But here's the thing. Now with all these satellites bombing us with 5 and 6G, we won't be able to escape anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. This is all part of that technological sub-reality I was talking about. And they had to have 5G. That's why it's being rolled out without any testing. They had to have 5G because without it, this Internet of Things and this smart grid and these autonomous cars and all these other things.
Yeah, the robots can't go everywhere. You can't have the robot take over without 5G.
And that you can't have it without 5G. You can't have it without that power of communicative connection. So it's absolutely essential to them. And if someone said to me, Alex, what one thing would throw a spanner in the works of this? Now it would be stopping 5G.
Yeah, if people start attacking robot cars and robots and 5G, not saying do it, if we did it early on and it just happened, if the police decided to do it, then we will be able to save civilization. If not, robot takeovers for sure. They'll follow globalist orders. Talk about sociopaths. Talk about psychopaths. Let's take another call for David Icke. He's got to go soon. Let's talk to Jordan in California. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Hey, I got a quick question, I can make it more than one question, hopefully. But
we got a few minutes.
I've been a big fan for a while, and because you guys, I started studying things like masonry. And when I got into studying masonry and secret societies, I basically started realizing connections between groups in the Bible, like the tribe of Levites, you know, masonry and temple keepers and stuff like that.
Sure, it all comes out of Egypt, and then it comes out of the first temple with Solomon and all the rest of it.
Yeah, well,
yeah, right, Babylon, Sumer.
Go ahead, David.
Babylon, Sumer, that whole area of the world. It's no accident that the major bloodlines of this cult, if you like, came out of that area of the world. Major religions came out of that area of the world. It's through the British Empire, etc., the other European empires, they then took the world over. That's how the cult took the world
over. Sure, so what's your question, Jordan?
Well, what do you guys think about the idea that the knowledge of Adam, like Adam supposedly lived 900 years, and the possibility of his collective knowledge was passed down not only to the tribe of Levites, but to Mason. All right, so I'm a big understander of the pharmaceutical companies pretty much run this world. And because of that, they understand concepts of like, chasing down secrets of alchemy and
they're using it to try to suppress us. All right, I appreciate your call. You want to comment to that, David?
The kind of area that he's talking about is absolutely involved in all this. Like I say, they call them secret societies because they're secret, but they're compartmentalized. So your average Mason isn't got a clue what's actually going on in the deeper levels of that organization. And at those deeper levels, that's where they get into this real understanding of how reality works. And if you understand how it works, you can understand how.
Time for one more call. Steve in Florida, the same theme. Who's really behind the show? Let me ask you, Dave, before he says this. From your deep research, studying all the different ancient texts, the globalists obviously believe they're talking to interdimensional beings and are getting knowledge from them. Is it one main alien group or who is it?
Well, in the end, I don't think that this whole force takes any kind of form. It can take, but in the end, it is a state of phenomenally distorted, inverted, scrambled consciousness.
It's a spirit. It's information that's destructive.
That brings us to something very important, which I'll just mention very quickly. State of awareness is very, very clever, but not wise. And it itself is a low vibrational state because of its perceptual state. And thus it is disconnected from this great.
Well, that's right. It always carries things out and wins the first round, but never thinks what comes in the later round.
So let's go back to what we talked about earlier, where so many of the things I'm saying, religions appear to be saying something different, but they ain't. When they talk about the fallen ones and the fallen one in all its forms, and all these different cultures have the same concept of what Christianity calls Satan or the devil, because of this vibrational disconnection caused by the distorted, chaotic consciousness that we're dealing with, it literally did disconnect from, quote, God.
It's not just fallen to earth, it's fallen spiritually from the electromagnetic connection. Yeah. Amazing. We're out of time, David. You said you'll come back in the next few weeks because things are really happening fast. DavidIke.com, the new book, The Trigger. People should get it at DavidIke.com. Thanks for the time.
Great, mate. See you soon.
Thank you, David. We are live broadcasting worldwide on this March 26th, 2020 Thursday transmission with 221 out. From the historic election, 221 days. All right, here we are. The UN and others are openly calling for world government to implement the global solution to the deadly supposed coronavirus. But I have a stack of news articles here where they admit it's basically the common cold and that they are simply hyping flu deaths to add it all together. And Imperial College expert has now reduced their death toll number by 10x. But how are the globalists going to launch their next attack? Well, I'm going to tell you in a moment. But first, this next video we just put together because I was watching the clip earlier of Trump last night in the press conference saying, yeah, the Democrats want to keep things closed to shut down the economy and make sure I don't get reelected. They've always wanted to keep America shut for business. So I don't even know what to call this. It's so bombshell. Watch MSM openly root for the coronavirus to bring down America and Trump. The end of the left? Left jumps the shark. Openly hopes coronavirus brings down America. I mean, that's what they're doing. We could have a 10-minute compilation, but this one's 2 minutes 13 seconds, so it can go on Twitter. And I guess it's probably on Rob News Twitter. I'm banned from Twitter, but we'll look right now where it's been tweeted so I can tell people to share this. We'll also post it to Infowars.com. But it's just outrageous that on top of trying to start race wars and wars between the sexes and transferring all our jobs to China and saying Xi Jinping did a great job and then Trump wanted to block flights here and they said no, it's xenophobic, and then he did and now it's his fault if anybody dies. And they're just all this fear-mongering headlines, how it's the end of the world. It's so ridiculously obvious. Why is MSM more concerned with attacking Trump and fighting the coronavirus? That's news supreme. Yeah, see, that's a weak headline, man. I'm not mad. It's that's not what it is. Watch MSM cheer the coronavirus and collapsing U.S. economy. I mean, that's what they're doing. And by the way, we had a bunch of clips they couldn't even find. We played a few weeks ago of MSNBC, CNN saying, oh, coronavirus, this may be used to take him out. Democrats should really use this coronavirus to take Trump out. I mean, they said it, and we can't even find those. If you can find them, send them to us, because it's overwhelming here. I'm not complaining. We need like 5 employees just to chronicle all the videos and save them and try to, because it's just, you can't. It's insane. But just here's some of what we were able to find. Here it is.
Mr. President, you tweeted earlier linking the closing of the country to your election success in November. Is this Easter timeline based on your political interests?
What do you mean by election success? No.
You tweeted. You said that the media wants the country to remain closed to hurt your
odds.
No,
I think the media, just so you understand. Are you ready? I think there are certain people that would like it not to open so quickly. I think there are certain people that would like it to do financially poorly because they think that would be very good as far as defeating me at the polls.
Because I think one way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. Yeah. So please bring on the recession.
One woman said, I want a recession because that'll help get rid of Donald Trump.
I call this another Trump slump.
The threat of recession is real.
That we would see the global economy entering recession in three quarters. Perfect timing, I say. I mean, I've been rooting for a recession.
But if the global economy, including the United States, is taking a step toward recession, what does that mean for this presidency?
Ooh, it's political suicide.
These numbers are irrefutable.
There are people in your profession that would like that to happen. I think it's very clear. I think it's very clear that there are people in your profession that write fake news. You do. She does. There are people in your profession that write fake news. They would love to see me for whatever reason, because we've done one hell of a job. Nobody's done the job that we've done.
The president went on Fox News and lied to millions of people about the coronavirus outbreak as his administration bungles its response to the crisis. For more on this, it's time for a closer look.
With the world on edge, people are looking to their leaders for reassurance and answers. Unfortunately, we have him.
It's a serious thing that needs to be dealt with seriously. And right now, the federal government is failing to stop lying.
When in the middle of a severe public health emergency, the president just lies about it over and over and over again.
Trump keeps lying to people about the potential threat posed by the spread of the coronavirus.
This may be Donald Trump's Katrina.
Donald Trump is not in charge here. The governors are in charge.
This is an event that could take down a president.
And it's lucky that you have this group here right now for this problem, or you wouldn't even have a country left, okay?
You know, we've got a great crew, and they're overworked, and they do a great job. A couple days ago, I wanted to put this together, and that's a powerful clip. I hadn't seen some of those, but we played clips 3 weeks ago and 2 weeks ago of CNN, MSNBC. I'm sure you've seen them say it other times as well, and you saw us play it here, where they said the Democrats need to really use this coronavirus against Trump and the fact that he didn't act early. Act early, they blocked him or tried to block him, and judges tried to block him, blocking Chinese flights 6 weeks ago. So I'll do it. Crew's not bad. I'm going to come back tonight after my kids go to bed, and I'm just going to sit here all night till I find it, because the White House needs to put ads out with this. We need to put ads out with this. We have their ass, okay? 3 weeks ago, they were there saying, we're going to blame Trump for this. Because it wasn't just them blaming Trump. It was their talking heads saying, let's blame Trump. Admitting it's purely political. And that they and now they want to keep things shut. You heard Lawrence O'Donnell, the hammering guy, say, Trump is not in charge. The governors are in charge. And now they're on the news saying, don't let him have his press conferences. Shut down his press conferences. That's the big talking point for 5 days. You've seen them saying it. Don't let him have press conferences. Yeah, you guys found one of the clips. That's it. Give them all to do. I told you to come get them from me. I love them to death, but we don't communicate in the departments around here. It drives me crazy. Anyways, so it's just insane. And I'm frustrated with the globalists, not the crew. It's just outrageous, the crimes they're committing. If you've got more of these clips, send them, listeners, to showtipsinfowars.com. In fact, I don't want to just tell you about this. Let me just show you what I'm talking about. Here's just today's news. Stop airing Trump's press conferences live. The Atlantic. Trump's briefings are a ratings hit. Should networks cover them live? New York Times. Oh, yeah, don't cover the president talking. A restless Trump wants to end the country's isolation and his own. A coronavirus has given Trump something he's always wanted, a chance to totally take over TV. They are a clown show. Media orgs wrestle with covering Trump rally. Coronavirus briefings. Now they're pulling some of the coverage. They don't want him to ease everybody, calm everybody down, tell the truth. He's been telling the truth. They're the ones that lie and say he hasn't shipped any troops or any medicine into New York 3 days after they already arrive. They're just a lying pack of criminals. They know you're not listening to them. All their censorship didn't work. And so now they want to shut the president up. It's absolutely insane. And they're trying to sink the economy in front of everybody. And I get a lot of emails and a lot of calls on air saying, Alex, you said 8 weeks ago this virus was a big deal. We better watch out. Because it was man-made, because they were walling people up in their houses, because they were either launching a giant hoax that was going to cause an economic collapse over here when the left was going to seize on it and hype up a shutdown for us, or it really is deadly and both are going to happen. And it's a mix of both. It is a virus. It does kill some old people and infirm. It is probably going to kill 80,000 people. The flu killed that a couple years ago, but they don't tell you that. They're going to hype up every death. So yes, it's good you got storable food. Yes, it's good that you've got your supplements for all the other crazy crap. You think the globalists are going to stop now with this if we beat this? They're going to keep coming and coming and coming until the Justice Department realizes that it's not business as usual, a bunch of candy-ass lawyers. They got to decide either overthrow Trump, it's going to get even worse that way, boy, civil war, or clean out the crazy Chi-Com agents. And it's starting to happen. You're seeing the head of Harvard biology and all of them getting arrested because they were a bunch of anti-American trash. But a lot of their forces in the media and the corporations are still in place. They're all invested in China. And so they're investing everything in bringing us down to make their investment in China stand up. It is reckless and insane for the president and the Pentagon and the COG systems to let all these disconnected bubble people, these professors and analysts that hijacked the country, continue to do this. They've lost their war against America. But now they're trying to take us down with them, and it's got to be stopped separately. Get your vitamin, mineral fusion that's got the zinc and other things in it, good for your body regardless. Get your Real Red Pill Plus. We have storable food available again at InfoWars Store. That's like a two-week pause to just get out the orders they had, okay? InfoWarsStore.com. Food is ready now. They have it. They got to package it and get out the new orders. That is now available. Nobody else has it. It's five times cheaper than what you're going to find in stores. No middleman. We've got that. InfoWarsStore.com. Again, available with the full spectrum of high-quality food at the lowest prices you're going to find. And we've got the non-GMO heirloom seeds. It's planting time. Everything in our office ships the next day except the food. That takes time. So we're ready for business, and we need your support. Great products. Protect yourself today. InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Owen Schroyer, The War Room's coming up. Coming up. Then David Knight, 8 a.m. And I'll be back, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central for the Alex Jones InfoWar Extravaganza. I love you all, and I salute you.